fahrende U-Bahn.
Drehen Sie
uns die Fahrt.
The hordes of chaos meet us. Vicious warriors attack merchant caravans and raid isolated farms and villages. There is no escape from chaos. It marks us all.
Tonight on my fucking show,
Radio War!
I believe in destruction, chaos, filth, and greed.
Greed is for amateurs. Disorder, chaos, anarchy. Now that's fun!
Do you know what's gonna happen? No. I can guess. With so much chaos, someone will do something stupid. And when they do, things will turn nasty.
This is State of Emergency.
What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Let's go get them, Chuck.
Summer, some, it's the winter's turn. Hokey ho is the coldest. I just get better with time. I'm like Opus. One, young, no two alike, like a snowflake. Okay, show me what you got, babe. Words are slurring, engine purring. Mommy front, but I'm so determined. Shots up a drone, now she in the zone. I ain't talking about the 2-3. Mommy in the zone, like the homie 2-3. Jordan a chain, make no difference. You all ballin' the same. I am the Mike Jordan, I record it. You might wanna fall back from recording. Right, it's not important, so I forced him to go for the hype. For being brave, they may applaud him. But misery, I will assure them. Baby, just ignore them. Truth or dare, mommy, listen and learn. I got a drop, I just took up the top. It's your turn. Hey, hey, hey.
Everybody, and welcome to the grand reopening of Happy Family Chinese Kitchen. The health department has given us the go-ahead to reopen our doors. Our last inspection was flawless.
Nice. Sit back, ladies and gentlemen, and get ready for the sweet funk.
That's right. Welcome to the Chaos Radio Show. Back on the air after a brief hiatus. Or more. More than brief, perhaps.
A little longer than brief. But it was extended. A little bit of a vacation.
Yeah, we took some time off. Well, I mean,
it was more of an imposed sanction.
Imposed sanction.
All activity and all funding and everything was cut off. It was stopped. Dead in its tracks.
Oh, funding, right. It was the funding.
It was the funding that was, yeah. The funding of ideas.
That's correct. Well, we're back. It's the new reincarnation. It's
there you go. Back. Back
new
at you.
New reincarnation, rather. Thank you. Cheers. But still drinking.
Oh.
That much has not changed. You know, I wouldn't think Jack Daniels and cranberry juice. Not a good combo, I don't think.
I thought it'd be all right.
Had I known that was your intention, I may have advised you otherwise.
Oh, my God. It's like my stomach's on fire. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyone? There's no one listening, really. But
hey, it's fine. No change from any other time.
Yeah, I guess. Perhaps perhaps some people are going to listen on the download. Which
on the download. That's mostly when it'll be. You know, there was I was in the city. I was in Penn Station.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
I was picking up some donuts.
You were going to the last Krispy Kreme
last
left
one.
In New York. Is that correct?
That's right. Is it?
That's what I heard.
That's what I... Oh, well, I picked up some of that last donuts.
Or the greater metropolitan area. I'm not sure exactly.
And I'm down there at the Penn, and I'm listening on my girlfriend's iPod, because I will not buy one.
Yes.
Fuck that shit. So I'm listening to this music or whatever, and all of a sudden this...
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
He keeps it quiet, but...
A lot's happened since we've been up
there. Yeah, a lot has happened. A lot has happened. We're one soldier down. Little by little, chaos is just over, just... destroying everything in its
wake. Path, including its contents.
That's
it. Dropping off pieces of our body on the ground.
There's a thumb.
Bloody stumps.
There's a foot.
Littering the side of the road.
Not good. So I'm down in Penn, and I'm waiting for my Krispy Kreme donuts to come out. Because somebody was telling me that it's the greatest donut ever in existence. So I was like, all right, you know, I never had one before. Let's try this bad boy out.
I'm not actually a fan of the Krispy Kreme.
No? I didn't though. From what I was told by some people, I didn't think that was possible. That Krispy Kreme could have a denouncer, someone who was going against the standing.
She lives a bland life.
I don't get what's so special. I do not live a bland life. I'll have you know. I live a spicy food life.
Nice.
I do.
Fire in those pants.
I supply for myself. It's some spicy shit. Not bland.
Isn't that Tanqueray you're drinking?
That is Tanqueray.
Mm-hmm. I'm in Penn, and all of a sudden, I'm listening to my iPod. This black dude walks up to me.
Yeah.
All right. Or African American, or how are you supposed to say it?
Right.
So he walks up to me, and he's like, "Yo, partner." I was like, "Yo, what up, baby?" And he's like, "Yo, you listening to rap on that iPod right there?" I'm like, "Dude, I listen to it all, son. Jay-Z, Jigga Man, it's all good."
Called him son.
No, actually, I'm like, I'm embellishing now. Like, when he was actually coming up to me, I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
I was like, uh-oh.
You were like, yo, what's up, baby?
No, I was more like, yes, please don't hurt me.
Right.
Us white people fear you. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm an aspiring rapper, and I just want to know if you want to listen. I was like, nice. I was like, dude, listen, you gave me a card. I'm like, I'm actually part of a radio show, Chaos Radio.
Oh, you did?
And he's like, oh, I heard of them. I heard it. I was like, I think he was just trying to make me feel good, you know?
Of course he was trying.
But he said it, you know, which
no
made me feel.
No one's heard of us.
I was like, I didn't want to ask him if he was just bullshitting.
Maybe he's one of Ken Starr's boys.
That's,
and,
I told him.
Know, he heard Ken Starr.
Through the grapevine, man. Mm. So I was like, dude, I was like, he gave me a card. I got it, but I didn't think to bring it up here or tell the guy what his name is or whatever, but I got the card. Maybe on break, I'll run and get it.
Oh, it's a good thing you told the story.
Yeah, right? See how that all fits in now? So I was like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. So
great.
I feel like it's out there. Little by little, it's the name of the show is
Except
getting out
that
there.
Except that guy was probably lying.
He was probably lying, but I like to think
cool
he was.
If he would have been like, really? Where'd you hear it?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear about us? Because we're always trying to get feedback.
See, I didn't want to do that because I was afraid he was...
The challenge might take the interaction to another level.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I was afraid that he had... Because he had just boosted my...
See, if he's like, why, you don't believe that shit?
I'll be like, no, I believe anything you say. If you tell me that your money's in my wallet and I need to give it back to you, I believe it.
Right.
Here you go. That's your driver's license? Here you go.
Yeah, so it's good to be back on the air, right?
It is.
I was excited about.
I was really excited.
It's been so long.
How long has it been?
I'm not really.
Not good with the time frame, right? Neither am I.
Couldn't really.
Memory's horrible.
You know what happened is, aside from the fact that, and we'll state the fact that.
Right.
We're down one man. Alex is not here. He will no longer be joining us on the program.
In his own choice, in his own volition, he has decided not to continue with the show.
Right.
The last airing we had when Alex was on was a bit of a meltdown, a bit of a disaster.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Me and Heidi were just sitting back, just seeing the destruction. It's more like, you know, like when you see those pictures of those kids in Japan, in Hiroshima, when the blast goes off and they're, like, huddling together.
Yes.
That's pretty much what we were doing. We just couldn't believe what was happening, and Alex has chosen not to continue with the show. But he's said, you know, he hasn't given us any, you know, he said, good luck with everything. I'm not...
Oh, we have his blessing to continue.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like any will ill from him or anything, you know, it just didn't work out.
Right. So on top of the fact that Alex is no longer on the show, I was embroiled in my final semester at Stony Brook, which was making it increasingly difficult for me to focus on the show and even have anything ready each week, and all stressed out and freaking out every week that I had to get here by 8 o'clock. On
Friday, you don't want to show up like that in that condition. You know? Like, no, I'm here, and then, you know.
Yeah, no, but I think, I mean, I'm really encouraged by the fact that we're back on the air. I'm very happy to be back on the air. And back as a part of the Cringe Humor Radio family.
Back. I'm showing my goods.
We were sort of like, we were like one of the first shows, live shows.
We were the powerhouse.
And then like all these other shows came on, and we just sort of
we sort of vanished.
Dropped out of the picture.
It's kind of like, you know how like the Israelites had the broken up pieces of the Ten Commandments.
Right.
You know,
right.
The thing in front of them that they could lay waste to any army. But then it just disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to it. It's just gone.
But
now you know.
Fuck you!
Now you know, bitches. It's back.
Right, so it's actually...
I feel like I'm glowing.
Great week to come back, I think, because, goddamn, there was some news this week.
A lot of
it's
stuff going on.
It's a big news
on.
Week.
A lot of stuff going on.
You got the deadly tiger attack.
Oh, you don't know how happy that makes me.
I mean, that's a that's
I love
that's
it.
Just hot shit right there.
Anytime I hear about animals just crushing or killing or maiming humans, it makes me feel so great.
Right.
Love it.
Well, you know, so then there's all the intrigue around that. How'd the tiger get out? You know.
I hope somebody let it out. I wish I would have let it out.
Nobody let it out, but. Then the let's see what else. Big news. Yeah, Buto.
She's dead.
Dead.
The last hope of one of the last hopes of peace or independence in that country. It's crazy shit going. There was riot. It was riots yesterday when it went down.
I think we have audio. Of
we do.
Yeah, the gunshot. Yeah.
Are you serious? Of Putin getting?
Yeah, like her getting killed. Yeah.
Holy shit! I mean, let me look at that. We come back first night. We got exclusive
Benazir
audio.
Buto, audio here on the show. I bring you democracy. I bring you freedom. I bring you Hannah Montana.
What?
That's incredible. I don't know how we got that clip. I mean, somebody must have smuggled it out.
I didn't hear that on any of the news channels.
I didn't hear it. I mean, did we just top CNN and Wolf Dixer and all those guys?
Blitzer? I think we'll be
right,
everywhere.
Blitzer.
I think
holy
our audio.
Shit.
You know, we could probably make some money off of this.
That's great. Mm. I'll tell you, man, in case people don't know, like our producer who had no idea what was going on, you had this chick, Buten, who was supposed to be
Buto.
Oh, what did I say?
Benazir Buto.
You got this chick, Button, and she... She's out there trying, cause you know what's freaky? I don't know, in case you don't know what's going on in Pakistan.
How can anyone not know what's going on?
Our producer didn't know. And he's the producer.
Chris?
Yeah.
The producer of this show.
Didn't know.
Oh, we didn't even introduce ourselves, you realize that?
Look at, you know why? Because we're so into like the
we just
the,
went right
just
into
went
it.
Just went into it, cause we're in the fly, baby!
Right. Alright. So sorry to break up the show like that, but our producer Chris...
Well, just think really quick, the sexy, sultry voice that you're listening to right now, that's me, Rodian.
Right, right.
And,
the great Rodian. And then, I am your host, Heidi.
And our producer.
Producer Chris. And Chris, apparently, has been under a rock and,
been under a
did
rock.
Did not hear that, a former Prime Minister, Benazir Bhutto, former Prime Minister of Pakistan,
Pakistan
and electoral hopeful for their next election against President Musharraf, killed.
Assassinated.
Killed. She was speaking. She was giving a speech, and there were gunshots and a suicide bomber.
I heard on the news today that it wasn't actually the gunshots that killed her. It was the explosion.
Right. First they said it was the gunshot to, the head and neck that took her out. which supposedly she did receive, but, she was blasted in her car by the suicide bomber. Her head hit the inside of the car and her skull was fractured.
So it wasn't like Kennedy where he got the fatal headshot and the bullet killed him. This chick got the fatal shot from the explosion because she blasted ahead to the car.
But a Zapruder film may surface yet.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. If there's some film with this Pakistan, audio that we just got.
I don't know what the odds are any Pakistan videotape surfacing.
Rioting's going on 2 days in a row.
Well, it's just crazy. So I watched I watched a special report on CNN last night about Pakistan because I felt very poorly informed about the subject. I mean, I understand war on terror. You know, Pakistan's supposedly friendly to us.
Hmm. Pakistan.
Some fucked up shit going on.
There is, man.
Like,
dude,
they are basically harboring Al-Qaeda. They're basically producing new members.
I don't know about all that.
What?
No, I don't know about
this evidence.
Oh, come on. Where's that evidence coming from?
There was a guy who was...
From Cheney?
No. They're interviewing actual...
No. They're interviewing actual...
That's awesome. Thank you, Dr. Sexy.
We
got a little audio echo. That was great. Now I can hear how annoying and high-pitched and nasally my voice sounds tonight. I have a cold.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Poison.
Jesus,
why would
God.
You do that to yourself?
Because it tastes so good.
Just to let everybody know, Rodian's drinking Jack Daniels and cranberry juice.
I thought it'd be all right.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Why would you ruin fucking Jack Daniels?
I don't know. I just saw this thing and...
I guess there's no Coke.
There is no Coke. No, there isn't.
Yeah, have a ginger ale.
What is that?
Jack and ginger. That goes.
That works.
That's what this is? Is it ginger ale? Oh, I thought this was booze. I thought this was a lager.
No, there's more ginger ale in the
Oh, okay.
The all right.
I'll do that later. I'll gulp this
That'll
down and then...
That'll be better. Yuck.
Sorry. I thought it'd be sweet. Sweet like you. But it didn't happen. Anyway, I hear this thing, like, Bush is like, he's on the news and he's like, we support those for independence. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right.
That's all he said about it.
Well... He's kind of getting it both ways from Musharraf. I don't think we really want to get into the political discussion that much, but the first statement after 9/11, Musharraf turns around and tells the people of Pakistan, "We're only cooperating with the Americans because they told us they're going to blast us back to the Stone Age if we don't."
That's all right. You know, that's cool.
So, of course, that generates a lot of support for the American people. In Pakistan.
Sure it does.
You know, people love to be told they're going to be blasted
Absolutely.
Back to the Stone Age. Or else.
Or else. Pakistan. Mm-hmm. I love saying that word.
Pakistan. They should use some of this. Can we take a break, maybe? Or is it time for a break, you think, Chris?
Do you really want to go to break?
I don't know. It seems like other shows take a break fairly early on, and I feel like we're just going to flow from one subject to the next.
Not even 25 minutes in.
Before you know it. Yeah, I know. People take breaks 25 minutes in.
Is that what we're doing? All right, no. I mean, are we... Because normally we just keep going.
You're all fucked up, aren't
you? I'm not all fucked up. I just thought maybe it would be good to take a break sooner rather than later. But no, that's fine. I'm good. Let's keep going.
I'm fine. I mean, normally we just keep... Yeah, we keep going, you know?
You know what we should have done since we're starting fresh.
Yeah.
We've got this fantastic chalkboard here.
I saw that.
It's actually a brown chalkboard.
That's cool.
Which is fucking awesome.
It is.
It goes very nice with the olive drab walls.
I saw that.
The topics and recorded bits and sports topics are all laid out for us on this awesome ass. All
laid out for us on this awesome ass.
All laid out for us on this chalkboard.
Do we get to cross out each topic or
you know
each
what it
thing
is?
When we're done?
And, Mr. Deej brought up, what is this, Lunatic Radio? Because I think that's where I'm getting it from. Because I've done more Lunatic Radio in the last year, probably, than I have this show.
So wow.
I've done a lot of Lunatic Radio as compared, well, not a lot, but.
Hey, Lunatic
I think
Radio.
Actually, Rocket actually said that some people think that I'm more
You're
part
of their show
than he is.
Ah, well, hey.
But, yeah, maybe that's where I'm getting it from. They take early breaks. But, yeah, so we've got this great chalkboard. Now, what we could have done is broken it up into segments and said, before first break, we'll hit this shit.
Well, now we know. And no one's half the battle. G.I. Joe.
But,
break.
No, we don't have to go to break. It's fine. Let's keep going.
That's our producer, ladies and gentlemen. Our producer. He don't give a shit. He don't care. Either way, it's good for him.
Do you love listening to internet radio, but hate missing your favorite live shows when you can't be at your computer? Well, now there's a way to take your internet radio with you. Taurian Wireless has introduced the Infusion, a portable, compact internet radio that plays any station that streams on the World Wide Web. The Infusion is about the size of a business card. It has an MP3 player, storage, a recording feature, an FM radio receiver, and even comes with stereo headphones. You can choose from thousands of stations, so the Infusion is ideal for travelers who want to stay in touch with local news, sports, music, and comedy. Don't go another day without one. Go to www.taurianwireless.com and order your Infusion today.
How do you make a top 10 podcast? Easy. Just lower your standards.
The level of douchebaggery is awfully high.
Chicks dig dudes that ride unicycles.
I was just going to say I would totally get the chicks on the unicycle.
Very sexy.
They look fucking idiots.
Are you serious? What's going to happen?
So yeah, sit back, get yourself a beer, and we're going to drink some beers, talk some shit, and you're going to listen, and you're going to then call in and email.
Oh my God, that's fucking amazing.
You want to know what happened on my fucking 16th birthday party?
What?
My stepdad punched me in the fucking ear.
You probably fucking deserved it.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Seriously? Yeah, this is like a podcast gangbang. This was the worst night of my life, I swear to God.
That's right.
What's the shit rubbing from my junk?
That dude was pissed.
Isn't somebody pissed off at somebody or some chick or something for somebody for something?
Don't masturbate with two-stroke engine oil. Shitbags with their fucking inbred kids.
The Mediocre Show with Taylor and Eric.
I'm trying to be a little more respectful, you know? No, I'm fucking not.
Finally, a podcast that's just as mediocre as you are.
Thank God I spent $40,000 on school for recording. Now I'm podcasting.
What?
I know my mom's proud.
Send email to toilet@mediocreshow.com or call the 24-hour message line at 206-666-5900.
And share your intimate secrets.
To listen, download, or subscribe, go to www.mediocreshow.com. We'll make you famous.
Hey, this is Jeff Olson from Trouble, and you're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. Did I say that right? That's a lot of words.
A lot of words.
I fucking knew it! He's a drummer, dude! He went to college for like 2 months and started playing again!
My friend and co-host Rodian and producer Chris, not my friend.
I don't think Chris is anybody's friend.
Chris is
he doesn't like friends. He doesn't like to have friends.
Chris is a character.
He is.
Know? He's sort of attached to that chair. He doesn't look at us. He's got the headphones on, which kind of gives him an excuse not to look at us, like he's perpetually listening to something else
the
and
best,
has no idea that we're even talking.
The best I like is like you know, it just happened right before we're going on the air. We're trying to talk to him, and he's just looking at the computer screen. He's like waving his hands, like don't bother me. He doesn't acknowledge us. He's not even looking at us. He looks like he doesn't want to be here. It looks like he's disgusted that he's got to do all of this, and makes us feel pretty good.
Well, you know, it's funny because the chat room blows up as soon as you start talking about Chris. Everybody's got something to say about Chris. Chris does not need friends. He has the association.
Which is true.
But
which is also true.
But that's based on friends.
Well, that's true, too. Wow, you see how
right?
it all... You see?
It all ties
that's
in.
Right.
He's got friends. Mike's off.
Mike's off.
At least in the association, I get to pick him. I don't have a choice here. I'm stuck with you two.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. Oh my God.
You do live here.
You guys just invade me. My place.
We invade you, indeed. We violate you.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah,
oh, it's so good. Oh.
Shit, you know what? I lost my train of thought.
What'd you think of that when you tasted
it? Wow, what a surprise there.
I thought that was really vile. I tasted Rodian's Jack Daniels and... cranberry juice cocktail concoction,
think?
And it tasted very bad. Well, it just tastes like Jack Daniels, really.
Hmm.
The Jack Daniels seems to have almost completely neutralized the cranberry juice.
That's what it is.
Almost completely.
That's why my stomach's on fire.
I sound like shit, man. This congestion has me all nasally and, you know, awful.
Baby girl, you sound sexy as ever.
Awful.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Chaos Radio Show on Cringe Humor Radio. Cringe Humor Awards. Postponed.
Oh, come on. What's the point? What's the fucking point in any case? I gotta argue with you.
Go fuck yourself. How about you go fuck yourself, Chris?
Whoever told you that you could work with men? You fairy.
You faggot.
God, it's so... Pacino's so brilliant.
Oh, that's it. Kieran graced us with his presence for a few minutes, and now he's leaving
the
chat.
Oh, he did? Nice. Nice
Later.
Going. Nice support, you bastard.
That's because he's got a girl he's trying to bang.
Oh, that's different. That's different.
He's in Arizona now, right?
Oh, he is? Wow, he's phoning it in?
Is that correct?
Right now he's in Arizona.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? I take it back. He's out there trying to
Goodbye, quit. Reputation.
Yeah. So, fuck. Yeah, what was I saying? Oh, Cringe Humor Awards postponed.
I heard about
that.
I was psyched. It was supposed to happen on when? Like two Sundays ago?
Why are we going to talk about bad things?
It's not bad things. The awards is a good thing. But somebody thought the heavens were going to open and it was canceled. It was postponed.
All right, why don't you just stick to the script there?
Oh, I don't know. I just realized that we didn't...
We don't have a date yet. It's probably going to be end of January, early Feb.
Okay. So, early Feb.
Early Feb.
Okay.
Is that the industry talk?
That's producer parlance there.
Catch you on the flip side?
Mm. So, yeah, I graduated from college.
That, to me, is one of the most hilarious things ever.
Thanks, Chris.
Our producer,
that's
ladies and gentlemen.
Funny. That's
our
always
producer.
Funny. Yes.
Oh.
What's the matter with you fuckers, man? I swear to God, this is ridiculous.
We're
Why are you
up,
getting
man?
On?
You're all stuttering.
Yeah,
you're all
it's been
fucking...
a long time. It's been a long time.
We're back on
stink,
the
man.
Thanks a lot.
Our producer, ladies and gentlemen. Our producer. Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement, you fuck.
You figured all this time you'd have all this stuff stockpiled.
We do.
You'd come out like a fucking bat out of hell.
We did.
But we're pacing ourselves.
You're not pacing yourself. You're stuttering over words. You're fucking just all over yourselves.
Everyone's a critic. How about the take that we did our pre-recorded things in? You know, not too many people can do a fucking one take thing like that. Promotional work that we were doing.
Oh,
really? Voiceover recordings.
Yeah.
One take.
I mean, yeah. One take.
The fuck? Anyway, I graduated from college.
Congratulations,
did you know that?
Baby. That's great.
I graduated from college. I graduated from SUNY Stony Brook, which I'll brag a little bit. Did you know that Stony Brook is in the top 2% of universities in the world?
Nice.
In the world!
Nice, baby. Oh, my God.
And I graduated magna cum laude.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that Talking means, but all right.
In the History Honor Society, I had a sash from my high honors, and then I had a braided cord on
Ooh.
Top of that.
Did you throw your hat up in
Ooh.
The air?
No, we didn't throw hats.
Oh, then, you know.
There was no hat throwing.
Oh.
They dropped balloons on us, and I made sure to step on as many of those bad boys on the way out as I could.
Did you cry?
It sounded like fireworks. Pop, 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 pop.
Did were you like, it's over, it's done, no more, no more tests, no more, it's done, I got my degree?
I was very happy.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm realizing today, I realized that I will actually miss some of the interaction and the lectures that
really?
I had there. Yes.
Why?
I'm gonna miss a couple of the professors. I wouldn't think I would, but then in retrospect, I realized that I really value that time that I'm sitting there learning from these people who know exactly what the fuck they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Very cool.
Some value to
it. Wasn't there some class you were taking where you were Germany and you had to kill Jews?
I myself was not Germany. I was the General Oberst Heinz Guderian of the Wehrmacht.
And what does that entail?
World War II... war plans, lots of war plans,
like how to
battle
get the,
plans.
How to get the trains in and out on time?
We didn't go there.
No?
No. In
what?
Fact, the army pulled off a coup before the Final Solution was enacted.
So you changed history.
We did, indeed. But we still lost.
Ugh. Yeah, so you didn't have any fun with
up.
The time schedules?
The interesting thing was, well, what we tried to do is we tried to kind of stick to the Stufenplan of Hitler in the first place of... you know, invading or, you know, reoccupying the Rhineland,
Poland,
first of all,
Poland.
Taking that from the French,
right.
Which was uncontested historically.
Sure.
There we go. That's our friend Vaughn there with the echo. And then we went to... Austria, and then we went to Czechoslovakia, and then we went to Poland.
The funnest part of the war you didn't get to do?
And then we went to France.
Okay.
And the war in France ended up being dragged out way ass motherfucking
way too long.
Like Czechoslovakia, one day. Poland, one day. France, not so
France
months.
Put up a fight?
France invaded us before we
what?
Invaded them.
Get yeah, out of here. That's so not believable.
That's the shame, and it went very badly. We kept, it was like this pushing back and forth across the border. And that fucked us up because then the Soviet Union invaded. We were so fucked. And then
fucking
Italy,
right.
Fucking Mussolini declared war on us. That
That's right, baby. That's right.
He was the foil in the whole thing, man. He fucked us up so bad.
Shit.
So anyway.
That should make Chris
but
proud.
Being an army general who was first and foremost devoted to the army,
sure.
The Wehrmacht, I was pissed at the fact that they detained me in France when we were fighting the Soviets in Eastern Germany, and so I got on with General Halder and this other guy, the finance minister Schacht, and we did a coup.
So, overthrew
the
government. So the whole thing of cleansing of the country, none of that came up. That was just like, don't talk about that.
Well, I mean, historically, in reality, the concentration camps were built in Dachau for political prisoners before the war even started.
Right.
So, you know, they were doing shit. Oh, and we did Kristallnacht. We went and, you know, busted up all the Jewish businesses.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
confiscated
at least,
their property.
All right, at least way. Something, you know, I mean,
yeah,
all right, good. At least you threw them, all right.
So we did that, but it was the day that Himmler and Hitler tried to put through create SS military units.
Yeah,
we did the.
Oh, okay,
the
all right.
Yeah,
is that the class you're gonna miss the most? I mean, is
no,
that
no? I hated that class.
Really?
It ended up being such a fucking pain in the ass because the girl who was playing Himmler took everything really personally, and she was sending me hate mail.
Are you serious?
Oh, she was
she
so
sent you
mad.
Hate mail?
I had left shit at her house from a meeting, and she like brought it to me in a bag, and everybody was like, "Oh, she broke up with you."
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Was she hot? Was she cute?
No.
Ah, it's the same.
She was the one girl that wasn't fucking ridiculously hot.
Oh, so there were girls that were smoking in you.
Two sexy ass girls.
Any talking with that? Any?
There was a little, you know,
yeah?
joking around.
Oh, like
you know,
what? Like what were some of the things that were said
about you know secret love affairs between us and stuff like that?
Describe
there was
it.
Nothing. That's the bad part is that it was all talk. There was nothing actually.
Well,
going
what
it means she really did something. She's not talking.
No, I really.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, I just let it out.
I wish I had.
What'd she look like? Who the one if you could pick?
I'll send you a photo right now.
Oh,
her name is Giselle.
Oh,
Jizz.
Nine!
There's also Evelina. She was a Polish chick. Super hot.
You know, the Polish chicks, they're the best because they grow up seeing their father come home piss-ass drunk and smacking around their mothers. So they just assume that that's the way it is.
I don't know
so
if that happened in her family. She was a biochem major going on to med school. Hot. Smart.
Oh, my God.
History minor. Taking Holy the classes shit. In history minor. Biochem major going to med school.
Oh, I can picture just putting on one of those rubber gloves, just going snap. Oh, that's sweet. Oh, what's this? Oh, this here we go, boys and girls.
Oh, Chris is sending us
Let's
the
do
link
this.
To my sweetie pie.
Let's check this out. You gotta be Not joking.
Kidding.
You
Not
gotta
kidding.
Be joking. This?
That's her.
Oh, my God. You gotta be joking. This is what's going on in your school?
Yeah, and every day
Holy
with a fucking
shit.
Half shirt, low ass fucking jeans.
Describe this girl
Sick.
To our audience that's
well,
listening.
They can see her.
Oh,
There's
they
a
can.
Link
okay.
right
well,
there.
Whoever was not is you know.
For the people
look
who are listening
at you.
Down, this girl that was in my class who I worked with and I had little meetings in dorm rooms with. Sat on a bed next to.
What?
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah.
How'd she smell?
Oh, she's fucking... She's a hot chick. She's a bona fide, sexy-ass motherfucking hot chick. Look at those tits! And they were always out. You could always see that much of them. Every day.
Real, you think?
Yes. Yes.
How old do you think?
She's 21.
Oh!
I don't have to think. I know this girl.
Oh my God.
I almost hugged her, and then I was like, oh, I almost hugged you. And she was like, yeah, that would have been weird.
Would have been weird.
That's what she said. Oh. She knew. She was picking up on
so
it.
So you think she could tell that you were into her? The vibes
I think
were there?
Most chicks get the heebie-jeebies from me. Cause,
why?
Yeah, because I'm a little bit creepy that way. I'm a lech. I am actually like the perverted dude in the room.
Really?
Yes, yes. And sometimes it's scary.
I still say, I mean, we've been saying for the longest that we should just get you to a lesbian gay bar and just see what happens.
Just see what happens? I don't fare well with the lesbians.
Really?
I can tell you that much.
But what if, you know, you got a smoking hot chick, she's coming up to you, and the conversation is going great. You gotta be joking. You gotta be kidding me. Oh my God. This is what's going on in college?
It'd be marvelous if I turned out to be a homosexual.
just describe this picture. Describe the chicken. Describe what I'm looking at.
Now Chris has sent a link of a picture of the girl from my class sitting between the legs of a blonde girl on the beach who's wearing a black bikini. The girl from my class is wearing a white string bikini.
This chick looks thick.
And they both are wearing, like, glamorous sunglasses, and the girl behind her is sort of pressing her lips against her hair.
Yowzer! Yowzer!
And the girl from my class is giving a very sexy sort of come-hither look at the camera, like, I am loving this shit. Oh, and the girl has her arms wrapped around her as well. It's kind of...
Now, if you knew she was into it,
yes.
Would it be a full-on tongue-down-her-throat kiss or a sweet nibble on the lower lip
I
kiss?
I think between girls, you have to have a little of both because you like the little gentle kisses with the girl because that's kind of sexy. But then you also want to give them what they need. You know what I mean?
God, I love women. I love
fairy.
The whole idea of women. I fucking love it. Oh, so sweet and young and pure. Oh, that's some good Jack.
Look, her face is not busted, Vaughn. Thank you. But the thing is, he always has to come. He always has to get me going, man. Vaughn, you are gifted. You are gifted. You're almost as good at Chris as pissing me off. Yeah, Vaughn is saying that her face is busted. Her face is not busted. She does have...
She
don't know her in person.
Lips.
You can deal with it in person.
No, you know what? Yeah,
She's Spanish, like Spain Spanish.
I thought you didn't like
Spaniard.
She's not Puerto Rican. She's not from Puerto Rico. She's European Spanish.
She looks like the kind of girl that she looks better in person than the picture.
She looks better in person.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what it is also,
are these,
like,
are these tats
even,
real here?
No. The first time I saw her, I was like, not so much with the mouth.
Right.
But the more that you get to know her, the sexier
her personality
she becomes.
Comes out.
Oh, she's
You're not
sick.
Cool with lips? You don't like big lips on a chick? I mean, not
that
would
you know what?
You
normally,
favor.
Here's the thing. I like a small mouth on a chick because then you know you're kissing a chick.
You like petite girls, right?
Yes.
You're not cool with, like,
This girl's, like, the same height as me.
So if she's wearing regular shoes, like regular sneakers, she's shorter than you. If she's wearing high heels, she's taller than you.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I like little girls.
What do you think she smells like? What does she smell
down
like?
Down there, you mean?
If you had to choose,
God,
right?
I sound like,
bees,
I sound
right?
like
you
a
think?
Fucking little kid with a cold. This sucks. No, I don't think she smells like rice and beans. She's not Mexican. She's Spanish. God. I do not like busted chicks. God.
I was waiting for you to read that. I was waiting for you to read that.
Yeah, crack whores like Haley Young. Thank you. All right, I like ugly girls because everybody knows Haley Young's not that hot. Like, you all wouldn't have taken fucking phone sex with a porn star. Right, okay. My bad.
Stinky prostitute. Foul venereal disease carrying streetwalking whore.
I will admit that Haley Young is not that hot.
This now, to refresh everyone's mind, who was...
Haley Young is a chick that... Lunatic Radio had on as a guest while I was in studio, and I had phone sex with her to the point of orgasm.
Okay, so in truth, you did climax.
In honest to God truth, I had a full on orgasm. Yeah.
Okay, and how did that
on the air?
How did that come about? What did you do in order to
just talking to her and having seen her pictures? Which I mean,
was it good enough to get you off?
It was
the pictures.
Not just because
for guys, I mean,
her actually talking to me and telling me that she wanted to, like, lick my clit and, you know.
But it was all talk, right? I mean, nothing really.
Well, yeah, it was. All
no, like... I mean, like, it was nothing like me and the black guy in Penn Station. Like, he just shot my hopes up, and I knew he was just bullshitting.
Yes.
All
right. Oh, absolutely, because then she didn't respond to my
exactly
message on MySpace. Yeah.
But at least you got off that night.
Yeah, at least I got off that night.
Good radio, boys and girls.
Before I went home to my cold, lonely bed.
Doesn't that just make you boil?
So I graduated, and that was a great...
back on that.
Thing. And then, you know, but it was kind of fucked up because...
Were there any other chicks besides this girl?
Yeah, there was another chick.
There was?
This is the one that's worth
looking at. This was the one.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Look at you.
Look, she's sexy as hell.
She's got some thick. See, in this picture you wouldn't be able to tell, but in this picture she's got some thick legs there. Look
at that. Well, you know, she lost weight. This was during the class time, and this was before that. She lost a bunch of weight, so she was really this
so you don't,
thin when
so
I knew her.
So this is the one you prefer, not the thick.
You like the thicker one, right?
Yeah.
That she gained that weight because the guy she was going out with at the time asked her to.
Right, exactly. Put some meat on you.
So she did.
So
but
I prefer
trim athletic build.
Oh, okay.
But the boobs are fine. You. The boobs can stay.
Look at that, boys and girls. What's that, like a C there? You think? You would know.
No,
I mean,
no, no. She's bigger than a C. She's definitely a full-on D.
She's
a D. She's got huge tits. Look, it was the subject of everyone's discussion. Trust
really?
Me.
So, all right. Well, you chimed in because at your largest, at your peak, at your height, you were like a double D, you said.
Yeah.
And you were like this, right?
This fucking kid, man. I can't even look at this chat room. Fucking Vaughn. And I sound like an idiot. I got a cold.
It's true, man.
What? I'm into busted chicks?
Yeah, a little bit.
And you like fucking ugly twats.
Like that dirt neck skank that was all miserable and suicidal.
Oh, the cutter?
Yeah. She's dirty looking. She's a
dirty I don't remember her.
She was clean.
Was she? You sure?
Tasted clean.
Ooh. Oh, sorry.
So the
just got a
thing,
rumble.
The fucked up thing about graduation was that it was before finals.
Okay.
And then I had finals week. And after finals week, my last final was on December 21st.
Uh-huh.
Graduation was on December 16th. My last final was on December 21st.
I'm not the brightest in the world. You graduated and you still had to take tests?
And I still had to take finals, yeah.
So what happened if you... I mean, not that I'm hoping.
You get a thing. You only get to graduate once. So if you didn't fulfill your requirements after graduation ceremony, you will have to fulfill them yet, but you don't get to graduate again.
Okay, so let me just understand this right. Obviously, you got to pay to go to graduation. You got to pay for that shit, right?
Oh, I had to buy the cap and gown.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Which you're never going to wear again. You'll never wear that shit again, maybe as a joke. Hey,
oh, no, right, yeah, well, Halloween costume.
Right, okay. Yeah, sure. So you paid for that shit. You paid for that garbage, mm-hmm. that tinsel that they string together mm-hmm. as a robe.
Yeah.
Did you go on stage? You walked on stage?
Yeah, I got up. They said my name. I got a coiled up piece of paper that said, congratulations. You've completed the preliminary requirements.
Preliminary.
Once you complete your degree requirements, you'll receive your diploma in the mail. But I have. I've everything's confirmed. Grades are in. Writing requirement is in. I'm graduating.
Look at this. We got a scholar in the room, boys and girls.
No doubt about it.
Look at this. The only one we can say, I only did 2 years at NASA.
So if you think about it, so Anand, I have the associate's degree as well. I got that first. So if you think about it, my last final on the 21st, who has time to plan for Christmas? I got a kid. Think about that.
Oh, right.
I was a fucking maniac up until the last minute.
You were up and down and speeding all over.
Well, and I'll fucking kick your ass, man. I'll fucking kill you. Motherfucker.
So what do you want to say to the students of 2008?
What do you want
to
say? Inspire them.
What the fuck year you're graduating in officially.
Inspire the land.
Get it over with early. Don't fuck up your life by quitting school and having to go back when you're fucking 30 and struggle with real life adult responsibilities and going to bullshit college and having to write papers and take exams. It's nonsense.
The inspiring words of a graduate of 2007.
Finish early, kids. That's my advice to you.
And that's my advice to guys. So finish early and get out of there. Go hang out with your boys.
Always wear protection.
You don't have to, you know, because it doesn't feel the same. But I guess with that thing, that AIDS going around, I guess you should. Nobody wants the AIDS.
Yeah, I'm like the fucking, what's the guy's name that, oh, shit. Chris Farley played.
Oh, the black
speaker.
Oh, yeah. I live in a van down by the river.
Thrice divorced.
Only she'll be living in her little Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Hey, new Honda Civic.
Down by the Long Island Sound.
Yeah. I have to fold the back seat down so I can put my feet into the trunk when I go to sleep at
night. What was the degree that you graduated with?
I got a B.A. Mm-hmm. in history.
Nice.
Right, big
so
deal.
What do you do with that?
Nah.
Look, hey, history, man. I watch it's Channel 40.
Everybody loves history.
Everybody loves history. You need to know what's going on in the past before you go forward, right?
Right. So then, that's it. That's enough with the,
I'm proud of you, girl.
Whatchamacallit.
Here you go. Cheers. I'm proud of you.
Pomp and circumstance.
I got my Phi Alpha Theta History Honor Society distinction. Oh yeah.
Nice. So what other accolades did you receive?
That's it. No other accolades.
No.
I was.
Heidi's got a BA in busted.
Yes, I've got I've got a BS in busted. Bachelor of Science in busted chicks. Actually, that's my second.
So nothing.
Major.
Nothing happened. She didn't give you a wing. Nothing, you know? I mean, do you think if you actively pursued it, it could have happened?
I think there's a possibility that with enough alcohol, I might have gotten my tongue in her mouth.
So she could have blamed the booze.
Yeah.
She's lying.
But not sex. Not sex.
She's
no way
lying.
Sex. Maybe, definitely a grope. I definitely probably could grope her tits before
lying.
I get to kiss her, actually.
Why? Why do you think she's lying?
She is. She's lying.
Oh, so you think she actually...
She was on her bed in her dorm room.
Something's got to happen there. I mean, I do...
She's lying.
Just throw it out there. Just be... There's
nothing to tell. I wish. Nothing happened.
Were you ready, though, in case it did?
Disappointment.
Did you wash your hands?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want to be clean, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to spread any bacteria around.
Would you have spit in her face?
Sure.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that's such a good girl. So young and healthy.
I definitely would have spit on her pussy.
Oh, my God. I'll
tell you that much.
Would have been like a manly, like a...
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to do that.
You mean where boogers are involved?
No.
I mean, like, you know, like when you suck from the nasal?
Yeah, I wouldn't hawk a loogie, no.
So what would it have been like then?
Just, you know, one of those. But, you know, I mean, more substantial.
Because you're a faggot, all right?
I'm not going to fucking spit. I don't spit. Except, you know.
Except what?
On genitals.
Oh, okay. Well, of course. You got to lube. So what if you had a girl that said, I want you to just spit like a construction worker. Get, hawk it up. Make the sound. What a sweetheart. Merry Christmas, everyone.
As ugly as that girl is, she deserves one.
That's ugly. All right. So
it's a girl. There are categories of girls where, I mean, it's the loogie, not the loogie, the nasal, where you just take all your energy and you just suck from the nether regions of your nose and you just spit of the speed of light and you hope that the impact hurts her fucking clit. There are girls like that exist out there. And they enjoy it. And, you know, enjoy it. Why not?
He's a fag!
Thanks for all the support in the chat room, by the way. I really appreciate that.
Because they know you stink at it, so what's the difference?
So let me ask you, if you had
close a deal to save your life.
I think, I don't know, nobody, why do you say that? I definitely say that my girl could close a deal, guaranteed.
How ugly she is anyway.
I guarantee that.
I'm no prize myself, I know.
You're crazy, look, you know what it is, you know what does it?
Stop it.
You know, alright, I'm going to butter you up now, okay? You're the host of the show, and, you know, I'm not getting any pay for it, but I'm going to butter you up now, okay?
Hey! Stop it.
Okay, look. You know what it is? Is that you got the glasses going on.
Right, I've got the look.
You got the look. You know what I mean? It's that thing where it's known where it's like that you're the kind of chick you definitely hang out with. At the
Hurry
same
up,
time,
I got a hot shit in the chamber.
At the same time, you know that you could take a beating.
Right.
Everybody loves a girl that can take a beating.
Right. Gotcha.
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
So how was your Christmas?
It was too short. Way too short. It came... I literally put up my Christmas tree like a day or two before Christmas. It was a waste of time. Just threw it up there. And that was it. That was my Christmas.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but it was nice when you and your daughter visited.
We came, paid a little
nice
visit, checked out the Star Wars ornaments
exactly
on the tree.
I think Adele liked it. I think she enjoyed them.
She was mildly amused.
Let me ask you something seriously, okay? On the car ride going to wherever you were with your daughter.
Yeah.
What? She was like, what? Oh, what a nerd.
Oh, she didn't say anything.
Oh, yet. No? Oh, okay. Well, then, have fun. Why was your Christmas? I mean, I know you were busy with school, you were getting ready and stuff, but if it ended at the 21st, you still had 3 days, technically.
Well, I was pissed because I tried, actually, I think first week of December or the last week of November, I tried to get a Wii, the Nintendo Wii.
That's the thing now, right?
Everybody wants a Wii. Couldn't get a fucking Wii, man.
I know people that bought a Wii,
mm-hmm,
and just to try to resell them on eBay, like I tried to do with the
iPhone.
Well,
that was the thing, is I actually, I could have gotten it, but... I wasn't willing to pay twice the price actually get it for.
What's twice
like
the price?
Like, the stripped-down package without any of the extras is supposed to be $249, right?
$249? God damn.
Without any of the extras. Without
fucking
the extra,
Japs,
without
man.
The extra remote, you know, without extra games. It's just $249. Comes with Wii Sports, I think.
Okay.
And I played it. I've played the system.
I heard the tennis is
my,
really
you know,
good.
My best friend has it. The tennis I kick ass at.
That's what I heard.
It's awesome. It's really good. I love it.
Is
but
your best friend a girl?
No. Gay dude.
Oh.
So, I want one. And I wanted to give Adele one for, I want a Wii. But I didn't get one. So anyway. That was how my Christmas was one big disappointment because I couldn't get the goddamn Wii.
I think that's just going around.
And Tony B in the chat room is saying his PS3 was $600.
$600?
Right. I wanted to get one for this kid. I wanted to get one for Chris.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but...
Look at you, man.
I'm not a fucking millionaire. I can't lay out $600.
I work for a living, motherfucker.
Dude, that's $1,000 right there between a good Wii package and the fucking PS3.
Oh, my God, man. So it was just shit Christmas all around. Christmas is just shitting on everybody.
Then you figure, oh, you get the PS3, you want to get some Blu-ray movies. $25 for that shit.
So wait, so Blu-ray is like the thing, right?
That's like the new HD, super high def.
I'm telling you, man.
You're not going to believe your eyes.
Unfucking believable. Look, it's like you get your VH tapes, your VHS tapes, then the fucking DVDs come out, now it's Blu-ray. Fuck Blu-ray. Fuck the people that make Blu-ray. Fuck the people that make the deals for Blu-ray. I'll stick to my fucking DVDs, man. Fuck them all. Fucking shit Christmas, man. Let me tell you.
Motherfucking fucking cocksucking shit.
You know what pissed me off, too?
What pissed you off?
Because there's this whole thing going on with, like, YouTube and stuff. So now, I heard on the news, right, on, I don't know, one of these fucking stations that's owned by some fucking corporate cocksucker. They got the Queen of England. The Queen of England just decides to, like, she's gonna go ahead and present her her Christmas address to all the people in England or whatever. It's like, okay, she does that every year.
Yeah.
Not on YouTube though.
Oh well, I mean, that may be new.
Who the fuck cares? The Queen of England. Who gives a rat's ass? We saved their ass! It's because of us in World War II that they're fucking around, that they're able to use the YouTube or whatever. Oh, fucking bitch. It was so pissing me off when I heard that. Oh!
Well, I don't know. Do we have audio on that? Maybe we'll...
Oh, we do?
We'll listen to the audio and then...
Because I heard it's getting, like, crazy. Like, they have, like, 18 or some amount. I heard on the news that there's a bunch of postings on YouTube that's just from the royal family, whatever. It's just,
Well, Chris, if you can get the audio up, let's listen to that shit. Good evening to all. Perhaps you are confused, puzzled, or perplexed by the sound of the voice you are hearing and the sight of the person speaking to you this cold, frosty eve. No, I am not a shorter version of Benjamin Franklin, and I am most certainly not the whiny, high-pitched, squeaky mother from that popular American television program, That 70s Show. I am the Queen of England! You know, the one who threw the opening day pitch in that Naked Gun film. Ah, O.J. Simpson. Now there was a well-groomed tree swinger. Who knew he enjoyed cutting the heads off of long-nosed Abrahams? In any event, it has been brought to my attention by one of my many spear-chucking man servants that my people of England feel very much disconnected and detached from their great queen. Good! That's exactly the way I want it. Let's face it, you are the underprivileged and insolvent. I am the Queen of England! You are filthy and in need of deodorant. I cannot be near you, for God's sake. I could come away smelling like some kind of uncleaned anus, or worse perhaps, some kind of cabbage maybe. And so, to address this increasing feeling of disengagement between my people and the Queen, I come to you in the safest, farthest, and most unemotional way possible. Through your idiot box. You see, I'm hip. I know the terms, you little guttersnipes. I wanted to bring you the warmth of knowing that I do know that this moment is most certainly the high point of your year. No doubt better than attending a synagogue. In any event, I shall retire to one of my many spacious, oversized rooms, while I'm sure the cardboard box you call home is damp and cold. Good night. You children of poor fathers and whore mothers. Good night to all, and to all a good night. And when I say all, I mean me.
The Hulu and Greenway Show. When the guys at Cringe Humor Radio approached the Hooter and Greenway Show and asked us to make a promo, we decided that there's nothing that really says the Hooter and Greenway Show like our sensitive interviewing style. So take a step into our sensitive side here at the Hooter and Greenway Show.
You walk in your place of residence, there's a black guy sitting there, and you're like, whatever, I'm going to bed, right?
Pretty much.
Really? There's a black guy sitting in your house and you're just going to bed? You don't think?
God, are you trusting?
I didn't know what was going on.
You wake up, what's the next thing going on when you wake up?
I would rather not think about that, thank you.
Well, we've gotten this deep. Now you're going to stop?
Dude, it's a rape, come on.
Yeah,
it's
I not, am. Unless you want to see me cry.
No, we really don't want to see that.
It all depends. Giggity, giggity.
No.
Alright, then we won't go no further.
Yeah, we won't go no further.
Really, a Quagmire reference?
Quagmire's funny. I'm not the moral authority on shit here.
You know what?
That's even too far for me.
So make sure that you get your sensitivity fixed. Only on live every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Only on
CringeHumorRadio.com. Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
the Nerdcast. Nerdcast, one computer geek who took the name of his online avatar, Quip, one struggling comic book creator who is named after his own creation, Happy Jack, one comic book and gaming geek who ironically calls himself Dr. Sexy. Together they formed the Nerdcast, a radio show devoted to comic books, gaming, and anything geek-related. Listen to us live Saturdays 12 to 3 p.m. on cringehumor.net. The radio show for geeks by nerds.
In my contract, I was supposed to have a bullet shirt before this, before each and every show.
Hey, they help with cholesterol.
Hey, even the dog wants some. There you go, sweetheart.
Now get the fuck out of here.
I tell you, I feel great.
Sweet. Sweet. That's what you call sensual.
Hey,
Look at that dust of Cheerio goodness that just came out of the bag. Oh, that'll set in there. That's sweetness. That's sensual.
Some booze. Wash it down with some booze. Some booze.
Back to the Chaos Radio Show. This is Heidi.
This is Rody. And that's Chris.
That is Chris.
I'll tell you something. I'm feeling fabulous, baby. How you feeling?
I feel fucking great.
I feel fabulous.
I love doing this show.
Pull up a chair and get swinging.
I think, you know, it could have gone worse. Coming back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm feeling it. Feeling good.
Feel pretty good. You know who's not feeling good?
Who?
Those fucking kids that got mauled by that goddamn flag.
It makes me feel so great, let me tell you.
Hang on a second. There's a wild animal howling at the door.
Oh, is that our own tiger that's trying to get in?
Come on.
There you go, Scoogs.
And mascot, Scoogly Goots.
She's in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Be
careful. She bites. She'll gnaw.
Here she is.
She'll chew. She'll chomp.
Slurpy.
Whenever I hear about some animals, like the best is like when you watch those when animals attack.
Yeah.
And you see those elephants just crushing people, tossing them like they're rag dolls. Makes me feel so great. When are you gonna learn? What happened?
Yeah, there's
what happened?
Gotta be a healthy fear.
What happened? What's the story for those who don't know?
Well, San Francisco Zoo, Tatiana, the 4-year-old tiger.
Tatiana, with a name like that, she's gotta be sweet.
Gotta be sexy, right? Siberian tiger.
Pussycat.
Escaped from the tiger enclosure.
San Francisco Zoo is officially a crime scene after a deadly tiger attack. Investigators want to know whether any human action or error helped a 300-pound Siberian tiger escape from her cage. She mauled 17-year-old Carlos Sousa Jr., who was visiting the zoo on Christmas Day. The victim's family describes...
Merry Christmas!
Feeling. Hurt. Stand up. Hurt. Very much hurt. Somebody took a bite of me. Tore it off. And last time I saw him, he says, I'm going to some friend's house, and he gave me a hug and a kiss, and says, I love you.
But he lied to you. He still lied to you because he was going to the zoo to fuck with a fucking tiger.
That's right.
God damn these kids.
I'll tell you, man.
I'll tell you what.
And 20-foot high walls in her cage.
Oh, there wasn't 20-foot high walls. There's the thing. Now it's all coming out afterwards.
Now people are finding out the truth.
So they say... that they had 18-foot walls. That was their first claim, 18-foot fence around the tiger enclosure.
Man, 18-foot fence is going to hold on a fucking Siberian tiger.
Apparently it would. So all these, all these tiger professionals and zoologists are coming forward and saying right. There is no way that this tiger could have jumped over an 18-foot wall.
Bullshit. My cat jumps onto my refrigerator.
Here's the deal. 12 and a half feet. Is what the wall actually was. Fence.
That's
whatever.
Great. That's great.
Now, you know, the Bronx Zoo's got 20-foot walls, and then they've got a 5-foot overhang that then curls like, under, like, and there's electrified fence. They're not fucking around in the Bronx.
See, you try going to the Bronx and starting some shit.
Right. They've got enough problems.
Tiger handler.
They don't need to worry about tigers in the Bronx.
What does that mean, anyway? A tiger handler. You really think you're going to handle a fucking Siberian tiger? It makes me so happy when I hear that these fucking animals, cause what do? You're gonna go hunt for some fucking lions or something, right, in the wild. What do you take with you? You take a fucking elephant gun,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you blast this fucking animal from like 2 yards away, which has got no hope, it doesn't have a fighting chance. So what do? You cage this fucking beast, in like a 20 by 20 foot cage. What do you think? You think it's happy?
First thing I hear it was a 17-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 23-year-old.
You know they did something. You know they did something.
And it immediately was just like, oh, what the fuck did these kids do?
What did they do, right?
Christmas Day, they're fucking around in the zoo, and the kid told his dad he was going to his friend's house.
Well, there you go.
You know how retarded kids that age are, just in general?
They
just
do
stupid shit. Yeah, me too.
I know I was.
Me too. Then so they said then they said that they found a shoe and blood inside the enclosure.
So that means he got in. He climbed the fence.
They said that was false.
Bullshit.
That was a false
Get CSI
report.
On the fucking
Right. They need CSI, definitely. Right. But then they said no, there wasn't a shoe, but there is a bloody footprint on the fence itself. So then they're gonna check the kid's footprints. They haven't reported back on that yet.
He's dead though.
But
the kid,
ultimately,
right?
The fence is only 12 and a half feet high, which they were like, well, that's not high enough. So obviously the tiger Tatiana jumped out.
I bet you this Tatiana on her two back paws standing up, has got to be like fucking what, like 9 feet tall or something like that. You telling me a 9 foot tall fucking cat is not going to be able to jump over a 12-foot fence?
Right. Well, it's
stupid, they must have thrown something. Look, whether it was their fault or not, whenever I hear these fucking, like, the best I love is the elephant.
Oh, yeah, no, but they're saying definitely, not definitely, but it's more than likely the animal was taunted.
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
I have no remorse for that. I have no remorse for that. You're gonna, like,
so annoying.
Like, even, like, these bullfighters or whatever. You know what I mean? I love seeing these fucking bulls just throw people around like they're nothing. I love it. Love it. If I could have gotten that for Christmas, if I could have gotten like a tape, a video of just back-to-back people just getting mauled or thrown or whatever the fuck, that would have been, to me, that's the spirit
of
Christmas.
The best thing is when the story first broke, the first thing I heard and what made me say was we have to talk about it. Not knowing that it was going to become like the dominant
thing,
story
right.
of the whole fucking rest of the week. When I first heard it, and they said officers yelled at the tiger to stop.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Before shooting. And I thought, certainly, well, you should give the tiger a chance to behave and follow instructions
right.
before shooting it.
Stop it.
Indeed. Stop it.
Don't stop. Stop it. Don't bite that leg.
Exactly.
Stop it, yeah.
Well, it's actually clawing their necks.
Oh, my
Ugh.
God. That must feel
sounds
beautiful.
Sounds horrendous.
That must feel beautiful.
Just awful. Just awful.
Tatiana. I love it. It's like an oxymoron. Tiger handler. What the fuck? You're walking into a space the size of a jail cell with a fucking stake in your hand. And you're like, here you go, you giant evolution of fucking death. Here you go. Here's a stake that should hold you over. Oh, wait, there's my leg in your fucking mouth.
Where's Dr. Sexy in the chat room says, Daryl, I dare you to get in there and fuck that tiger. Fuck yeah.
I love it.
No shit.
Love it, man. Whenever I see these things on like these hunting stations or whatever, you really want to go up against these animals, they got no weapons, you go with no weapons and see how far they get you. I mean, I'm not, you know, if I see a pigeon, yeah, I'll run it over. You know what I mean? In my car. But, you know, not a fucking
Have
tiger.
Have you actually succeeded in running over the pigeon?
I ran over a cat one time.
Cause they,
I didn't mean to. It ran out.
It ran right out in front
yeah,
of your car.
I didn't
car.
Mean to. And yeah. I felt a bump.
I've gotten a squirrel. I've gotten a squirrel or two. But the birds, generally, they'll play that game with you where they
yeah.
hang out until the last second and
what's
then they
that,
fly.
What's that?
Russian roulette?
What's that?
Chicken?
Chicken. That's it. Chicken.
Chicken?
You got one. Did it land? Was it in the hood of? Was it in the hood of your car?
Not a bird. I didn't get a bird. No, I didn't get a bird.
There was. I remember one time in my old neighborhood. I was living in my old house, and I was just looking out the window, and all of a sudden, this fucking pigeon just slammed into my window.
Oh yeah, they do that.
I don't know. It's like I didn't Windex the window or anything. It just slammed
That's
in my fucking
sad,
window.
Though. Isn't that sad?
I felt bad, but you know, it's literally. I mean, a pigeon's like a rat with wings. It's got disease and stuff, so I could care less.
Well, you know, if you listen to the birds singing, they say that you'll have a stronger desire for sex and less. Need for drugs.
Wait a minute now, boys and girls. Now we're moving into some territory that's very sexy.
Yes, right.
So let me understand this right. You listen to birds singing.
There's some new research that shows that the doses of bird song not only aid in speeding recovery, but they also may make you want more sex.
And I'm getting hard right now.
Hello, Heidi.
I'm getting hard right now.
Where am I?
I don't know. I'm getting worked up.
Where am I?
No, you're in my ass, baby. Right. I can't believe you're in my ass.
Okay. Is that what the bird is singing?
Is that what the bird is singing? I don't know. Is that what it says?
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, I hear it. Oh, I'm so wanting it now.
Oh, yeah.
So they're saying that if you listen to bird songs, which is what we're listening to right now,
yeah.
it's going to stimulate certain senses.
Well, there's a certain combination. Blackbirds, thrushes, wrens, and blue tits are being re-engineered into something called Sonic Stream. So they're actually taking this bird songs and, you know, like remixing them. And then they put headphones.
So it's kind of like that thing where it's supposed to help you, like, you remember like the whale song is supposed to help you go to sleep? This is supposed to help you get going.
Yeah. And cure your what ails you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like doggy style to me.
But, you know, I mean, the ultimate retort to that is, you know, relaxing and smelling fresh air and looking at trees and listening to birds sing. That's kind of a no-brainer. That's not high-tech. That's low-tech. That's human nature.
So this is getting you
naturally,
going.
Naturally, you know,
is this doing
stimulate
is this doing
and relax
for
you.
Is this doing anything for you?
I think I'm getting a little twitchy.
Tinkle between the legs.
There's a little vibration, a little stimulation. I think perhaps a little moisture.
Okay.
Dampness, if you will.
So the sounds of the outdoors makes you want to do it in the outdoors. Is that the general feel? I don't know why. I hear Petland Discount in the background or something. I feel like running to the store and getting a fish tank.
No, this is actually something the British government is going to be doing.
Fucking Brits!
For patients. Tony B says, these sounds make me want to hit children.
Hey, alright! Alright!
That'll get you going. I'm in the mood now.
Alright, well, here, how about this? Alright, listen to that.
Does
listen to that music.
Do weddings?
Listen to that and look at
and
this.
And look at that chick.
And look at that picture. Does that do anything
the
for
Queen
you?
Queen of Hearts with her little thigh highs on.
Love
no, alright. Actually, the bird song is ruining it for me.
So it's not doing anything for you. So it looks like this study has no merit.
Well, not in this form anyway. Maybe if I were lying under a shady tree with a babbling brook flowing by and some birds.
And this in your ear?
Not
how,
that.
How is,
no.
it, how is this in your ear supposed to, you know?
Not that. Please make that stop. That's horribly annoying. Oof, that's bad.
How long does this go on for?
Chris, make it stop, please.
I'm losing my heart on.
What's with the canaries, man? There's nothing about canaries. Alright, as it turns out, canaries, not so sexy.
This doesn't do anything for me.
Oh, that.
I don't really see it.
I've heard cats fuck with more rhythm than that. Do you hear?
Horrible.
I had to shoot with my BB gun sometimes. We were fucking banging so much in my backyard. So honestly.
She's all worked up.
She's all, you see, like, she just backed up from the microphone. And she's like getting like.
No, it's.
Is this doing something for you? No, not at all, right?
No.
You look like you're getting angry.
I'm a little sick.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I hope I don't get you sick.
No, that's right. Just chug down that Tanqueray. You'll be fine. It clears up the sinuses, you know?
Yes. Should kill all the germs. All
right. So I guess we proved it here on Chaos Radio. Bird songs don't do anything to get you in the mood, boys and girls.
That was some kind of stupid nonsense.
That was something.
I hated that. That was the worst segment ever.
That did nothing for me.
But
it's
you came up with the segment.
I know, but I hated it. You know, they're not all gems. It's not all.
Yeah, there
gold.
Are some that are gonna fall through.
Sometimes,
you know?
Not so much.
What did they say was supposed to do for you? If you listen to this,
they said it's supposed to curb the desire to do drugs.
Really?
Because
that made me want to shoot up some heroin right now.
Yeah. There's even a talk of mixing it with well-known melodies into a sort of Muzak of the Dawn. Science has long struggled to prove the therapeutic impact of sound. If music can help cows lactate and hens lay eggs, surely it has some role in replacing the armory of needles, probes, and drugs with which modern medicine bombards the human frame. Music is known to affect some human response, not least sexual. Darwin was sure that birdsong was a mating invitation. Keats referred to the nightingale as pouring forth thy soul abroad in such an ecstasy. Boccaccio had no doubt hearing the nightingale sing was a synonym for sex.
Okay, well okay, so you heard what Darwin, I mean, obviously.
Listen to this. The writer Andy Storr, in his study Music in the Mind, points out that birdsong is predominantly a male activity, requiring the production of testosterone. Though he notes that duets between male and female occur in some species, American researchers have jammed female birds full of testosterone and had them singing like canaries. That's hot. I don't think I need to be jammed full of testosterone.
All right, let me ask you.
That might be a problem.
Let me ask you your honest opinion. Would you rather listen to this or watch a really good porno? Listen. It
depends on the time of the month.
My balls feel like concrete.
But during
my balls feel like concrete.
I read another article.
But wait, back on that. Mm-hmm. When you're on the Crimson Tide, you're wanting.
That doesn't necessarily mean when I'm on the Crimson Tide.
No, but when you're on there, you're more wanting of
dirty sex.
Yeah.
God, I love women.
I mean, is this guy something or is he something?
This crew is good.
How have you not played that? I do. I did read another article.
Okay.
In which they were saying that the there's so much complexity in birdsong that it's clear that it's actually more like spoken language, like human communication, than just noises, meaningless noises. It's like they're forming sentences.
Well, I mean, I get that whole thing where it's the male who's got to do it. I mean, let's face it, you know, we got to, you know, the men got to step up. We show what we got, and the women reciprocate. Whether they like, you know, if they like it, they're into it. Listen to that. You hear that bang? That's insane, bitch. This is all you need. Now come here and suck it. Suck it.
You know, Vaughn, I read quite well, and I don't cook. In fact, God,
you know,
damn, I can't stand that kid.
Look, you know what? He does. He does bring up a good point, though. There is a thing where, in my belief, anyway, a woman should know how to cook. You understand?
Maybe.
All right. After.
But then, what should a man know how to do? What should a man be required to do if a woman should be able to cook? Should a man be able
just
to mow
give
the lawn?
You all the loads you can handle.
Exactly.
Should a man be, you
we
know,
give you our seed.
That's it.
That's our job.
We give you the oomph. Ah! Take it!
I don't get it. I mean, yes, cum is a factor. You
right.
need to be able to drop a load, without
absolutely.
A doubt.
Right.
But, you know, that doesn't equate. I have to cook.
Then what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I mean, what do you
do?
What do
I do?
Yeah.
That's an excellent question.
I mean, we did go over. I mean, I see it right there. The good wife's
guy. There's got to be a division of labor, obviously. There
no
has
need
to be
stop being a lady.
The man does.
Quit worrying.
As opposed
You'll
to
be back on your
does,
knees in no time.
To work in accordance with each other.
This is... I know. Right? You wish it was on purpose. Look, this is my
because I'm in the middle of saying something.
Where's your big comeback now, huh? Tough guy.
This is fucking Dice Man. This is my fundamental belief, which, you know, may not be PR right, but I think it's right, okay? Guy provides for the home and the house.
Does he?
Yeah. Bet your ass.
Yeah. Not in my experience.
Well, then you experience wrong, baby. You understand? Men! They provide food, warmth, clothing, and a roof.
What if, say...
This better be good.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
Something breaks in the house, right?
Okay.
Now the man should be able to fix that, right?
Depending upon what it is.
Alright.
Depending upon what it is.
Minor repairs.
I'm good with sheetrock, not good with electricity.
Right. That's pretty hot.
Not good with electricity. I admit that straight
well,
out.
Well, you know what? It's good that you can admit that because electricity is very dangerous to fuck around with.
Right. I don't know. I know about sheetrock.
That's a healthy fear. Let me tell you right there.
I ain't fucking around with electricity.
That's another aspect of manhood. You have to be able to admit what's beyond your scope of expertise.
Exactly.
And what needs to be passed off to a professional.
In the words of Clint Eastwood, a man's got to know his limitations.
Right.
All
right.
I know when it comes to electricity, all I know is if I look at an outlet, I see three prongs can go in, I know it's grounded. That's as far as I know.
I know I'm exceptionally skilled sexually.
How do you
figure?
Maybe
that's my shortcoming in the kitchen, but I'm willing to try. I'm willing to give it a shot.
So so on the lack of knowing how to make, let's say, from scratch in
lasagna.
The morning. Okay, I wasn't gonna say
not
it because
I wanted
to say lasagna. I figured that was too meatball. I would have said pancakes.
I'm
or
trying
something.
To appease Vaughn in the chat room, so bear with me. I have to give him this.
You hear me, you fucking faggots?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I know.
Why would you listen to Vaughn in the chat room?
Why are you going?
Because Vaughn's my boy.
Vaughn should not be your boy any longer. He pulled his fucking show without telling you. How is Vaughn your boy?
Here you go. How you like that?
What a phone call. An email, maybe.
You fairy.
Guys don't do that. We let you know without knowing, you know what I mean? Yeah, I ain't coming around anymore.
Really? Josephine says you're wrong. These days, guys can't do shit.
Who's wrong?
She's saying, you know,
right. I am all for cooking and all that good stuff, but I've found in the present they can't do shit, i.e. repairs. We are lucky if they know how to recycle the garbage. That's what I'm saying, though. Why should I
be
expected?
What do you know how to do?
I know how to do lots of shit.
Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
Fuck yourself.
No,
exactly.
Look, there's
you're gonna do nothing.
Hang
you're
on, wait.
No fucking shit. All my walls in my house are painted by me.
Oh,
all the fucking
you're
everything doing. That's hung is hung
come
by me.
On,
the fucking
come
wiring on the stereo system is done by me.
Listen, there are certain rules. There are certain fundamental rules in this universe. It doesn't matter where you are.
That cannot be
undone. There's certain rules in this world that cannot be undone. You understand? When shit hits the fan, a woman wants to know that her man is gonna fucking take care of shit.
That's
this is,
right.
It's as simple
absolutely.
As it is.
I agree.
I almost had to go to war with some fucking Chino neighbors. Just last night.
Chino neighbors?
Yeah.
Now when Rodian says Chino, he means Asian people. Of questionable, origin.
Are they called Orientals?
Whatever they call it. It's
Asian.
All the same difference.
No. Oriental
survivors of the bomb. That's what
rug.
I call them. There's certain things, okay? Because it doesn't... I don't give a shit about how independent a woman feels or this, that, and other shit. Oh, yeah, you know, you can't... Oh, my God.
All right.
What are you doing there?
There you go.
All right, Hang on a second.
There's a hot blonde
look at
in the
you.
Chat room. Let's acknowledge there's a hot
drinking
blonde.
I just saw that. What's going on here? I just lost my train of thought. Look at you with that hair that I could pull and punch. Look at that. Do you see that? What's going on here?
And they want to see breasts.
Stand up. What are you doing in there? You can't... You can't show a hungry man, a homeless man, some a sandwich and not give it to him. What are you doing? What's going on here? Yeah, you know I'm talking about you. That's right. Laugh it up, baby. Go ahead, stand up. Let's see what's going on there. Look at you with the hair. How long is that? Turn around so I can see.
She's very, very sexy.
That's a punch to the back of the head if I ever saw it. Because they could, the ones, the good ones that you want to keep around, they can take the beatings. The kind of beans that's like, all right, once you're done.
Oh, she just showed you her hair.
I missed it. I was looking.
She just flaunted her, the back of her
how
hair.
How do you miss
I,
it?
She showed you the link. I missed it. I was in deep in thought. Look at you. Yeah, you know I'm talking about you. Look at you. Yeah, you like the compliment. Oh, there it is, twice.
Rare.
He's speechless.
No, look at you. Yeah, throw the hair around. Get stand
she
up.
It looks like she's holding something substantial up with that top as well.
Yeah, what do you think? It looks like a C? It looks like.
Hard to
I'm looking, I'm guessing it's gotta be some tight spandex black pants. Either that, or it's gonna be, thong. What do you call the, oh, here we go. Here we go, boys. Look at you! Look at you!
Thank you, ma'am.
You look like you could take a punch right to the side of the head.
I like that she's smoking cigarettes.
You saw that too, right?
You like that she's smoking cigarettes? Maybe I should smoke some cigarettes.
Nah, that won't work for you.
Okay.
Alright, look, that's it. Come on, look. Maybe the cigarette's not, but you gotta
take a break.
That looks like, what kind of, was that, a Heineken?
Everybody in the chat room can talk to
the new girl. Why don't you just drink a 40? Why not? Put some meth
in. Yowzer! Yowzer!
I don't know what we were talking about.
I don't know either.
It doesn't matter
anymore.
Is that, I'm guessing it's either black spandex pants.
Rolling,
like tight
rolling
ones.
Rock.
Nice.
Oh, Rolling Rock.
That's old school, man.
That was my first legal beer.
Or it's got to be, well, at least maybe under the spandex pants, it's going to be pink thong.
Vaughn says get back on topic. What was the topic?
Who knows? Who cares?
Why are you listening to Vaughn?
I know. I don't
know. Fuck the motherfucker.
I'm looking at this chick, and then above her is four guys. So, I mean, what are you talking about there, guy?
Oh, we can't move her. I wanted to move her.
What do you want? Oh, move her to the center.
Can't move her.
Move her to the center of my aim box.
Can't. She's very cute, though.
Where's the bullseye?
All right, we're going to take a break so everybody can recoup here.
Wait. The producer's doing... Wow, the producer's actually doing something.
Oh, yeah, you can move.
Video off! What are you... Oh,
relax.
Okay. Oh, you're lucky, producer. You're lucky there.
She's
you're a producer, motherfucker! Produce!
Yeah, everybody make the blonde girl the main focus, please. Thank you.
Alright, let me ask you something. If she was cool with it, you know, you would let her, like, you know, lick your bottom lip, right?
Lick my bottom lip?
Yeah, like little nibble.
Yeah, well, you know, what the fuck?
Right, yeah. I'm sure she's no stranger to that.
She doesn't want to catch a cold, though, I'll tell you that much.
Sure she does. She wants to catch influenza.
Maybe I can... Sauce her up with some gin.
So sensual.
All right, let's take a break, shall
we? Let's do that.
I need a break.
Do you think by the end of the night that top's going to come off?
I think there's a possibility we might get little nip slip. I think there's a possibility.
I see a smile. Oh, yeah.
Let's see what happens.
If only I could use my powers for good.
She might be susceptible.
Only I could use my powers for good.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Mandy.
This is Kurt.
And this is Bill from Vomitus Prime.
When we're not taking liberties with the truth,
offending those of differing creeds, races, ethnicities, and sexual orientations,
or expounding on any myriad of bodily functions,
we dig the mediocre show with Eric and Taylor.
They're probably the number one show going.
Really? A lot of people expected Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Vet Gerard to take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast!
And remember, kids, when in doubt, up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, B-A, select, start.
That's the two-player code.
Hey, if you want three players, Vomitus Prime.
I'm not even going to fucking dignify that with a response.
All right, dummy. Welcome, boys and girls, to cringehumor.net, the only website that actually has funny comics. Unlike, I don't know. Actually, this site sucks, too. Oh, is it dot com? Nah, I can't say that. It's fucking douchebag. What do you want to say? Cringe. Welcome to cringehumor.net, not .com, because we all know that fucking travesty. .net, that stinks. It should be .com. You suck. Welcome to creamshumor.net. That's right, .net, boys and girls, not .com, that friggin' soap opera that happened. Enjoy the lovely avatars and the video and all the stuff that makes the fat Beetlejuice son of a bitch that runs this happy every day because he has no life and he lives with his mother. You friggin' humps. Welcome to cringehumor.net. While you're going through the avatars and the beautiful video clips of all the comics, do what I do. Get naked and rub your stink wrinkle and then smell your fingernail. That will keep you awake while you're reading all this fucking dribble. Yuck. That was pretty winded, wasn't it? Ah, you know what? Keep it rolling, stupid. Anyways, enjoy the sight. Enjoy Dan Cook and the lovely Jim Norton and Jim Florentine and RobertKellyLive.com. That's what I should say. Buy my CD, you humps. Welcome to cringehumor.net. Oh my god, this place is fantastic. They have very edgy comedy. It's very edgy. I mean, they say ass and tits and cunt and everything here. They don't say dick that much, but that kind of disappoints me. Make sure that you hit the buttons and wait for things to load and check out photos and also check out avatars. And they have wonderful new writers on cringehumor.net. That's N-E-T, not C-O-M. LOL. Bye, Massachusetts.
You didn't say your name at all, though, stupid.
I don't want my name on
it. Well, I heard they do the knee thing where they, like, you put your knee down and they fuck the knee.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They fuck the knee?
That's one of the things they do.
How'd it feel?
But I'll let you try it.
The Nerdcast from NeenerNeener.net. Your obnoxious source of news and opinions on comic books, video games, news for nerds, and knee fuckery. Saturdays from noon till 3 on Cringe Humor Radio.
Man, I can't fucking believe this. The same shit happened to the same guy twice.
And welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show. We're going to talk about Court TV. Court TV. All are familiar with Court TV. Became very big in the, 93 with the O.J. Simpson trial. Everybody was watching
Court
TV.
That's where it got its big thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how Court TV got big. But now Court TV is no longer going to be Court TV. They're becoming True TV, and
wow.
Their slogan is not reality, actuality. And in their trailer, they make all kinds of fun of the going reality shows like
Survivor.
Nobody's getting voted off the island. You know that whole thing. Anyway, we've got Jeremy Schachter, host of the Schachter Factor, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio. Stand-up comedian, New York City. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. It's good to have you on the program. You know, we're in your old, the old studio here that you used to do the show with, Shihada and Hong.
I just had Chinese food too, which is perfect.
That is perfect.
That's all I ever did was eat Chinese food there.
Right. Stink up the little tiny
studio. It was really more of a Chinese restaurant than a studio.
definitely more of that.
Jeremy, I got a quick question for you. I'm looking at this, True TV thing. What's this show, Black Gold? I'm a little confused
Black
on that.
Gold?
Yeah.
I really don't know. I never heard of it.
You
I'm not a very good spokesman for as far as knowing the programming, the schedule. I really don't know.
Ah, I understand. Okay, because I'm looking at Black Gold, and I'm thinking maybe it's a BET show, or it's some kind of thing.
I think it might be the black version of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Ah, I get it. Right. So what? That is
Snipes.
That is interesting.
Version, like real life version of Wesley Snipes going around looking for crime.
That would be interesting to see black bounty hunters go after black suspects.
No, that sounds right to me.
Ooh.
Well, they're doing he deals only with white collar criminals. So Black Gold will be like kicking down the doors of like corporate offices and rounding up white guys and tying them all up with one tie.
Yeah, because you know what? I mean, I think society is just so sick of white people. I mean, I know myself. I mean, I just
hate white people.
I hate white. Just kill whitey. Kill.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've had quite enough of white people. That's right.
So, Jeremy, why, we're talking to you because you have a gig on the, what is it, the Star Jones show there?
That's correct. Star Jones.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Jeremy, has she tried to eat you yet?
Star Jones is actually the... You know, the Core TV is switching to True TV, like you're talking about there. I'm the first, right? And the Star Joe show is the, quote-unquote, flagship show for the new channel.
Is it really? I was wondering that because the interesting thing is when you go to the website, TrueTV.com, they give you very limited information. They tell you there's four new shows and four returning shows. And the four returning shows are Forensic Files, Power, Privilege, and Justice.
Which I never heard of.
Ocean Force, and Most Shocking. But it didn't say about the Star Jones show, and there's nowhere that you can click on this page that tells you what the total programming is going to be. So I was actually wondering if your show would be retained, but that's great if it is.
Really, well, you know something. This is very interesting what you're saying to me, because... because recently, someone was like, my dad, I think, was like, because he, like, TiVos the show, you know?
Sure.
Just in case I'm going to be on and he misses it.
Of course.
And, you know, so all the, and none, he said that he hasn't had any new recordings. And he asked me, he's like, is the show canceled? And I'm like, nah, it's the flagship show of True TV. And he's like, oh, and, you know, I'm going around telling people this. And now you're the second person telling me what you're, like this kind of stuff, and now I'm confused myself.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't... I would think Flagship would be featured on the website, but, you know...
I guess,
You know, I'm kind of... it would be really disappointing to find out that I'm unemployed on your radio show.
Yeah, that would suck.
But that'd be good for us, though.
It'd be really unfortunate.
Well, I'm sure that's not the case. If they've told you it's Flagship, I'm sure it's Flagship. But you would think they would have a way to access more information about the future programming of True TV beyond what they're featuring of their four and four old
you know
and
what?
New.
What I'll do is maybe, I don't know, right now my website's like coretv.com/star.
Okay.
I don't know if that still exists. I think I'm okay.
Okay, we'll check that out. All I know is that TrueTV.com, which is just what it is, TRUTV.com. It's a neat interactive site. You can click on all kinds of things here.
Yeah, it's yellow.
Unfortunately, it doesn't give you a full listing. Click to learn more, but you can only click. You can't click on the words returning hits and see what all the returning hits are. You can only check out these four features here. But there is a counter,
well, maybe
and that's important.
Waiting. Maybe they're waiting until the first or something.
And just so you know, yeah, 3 days,
long.
2 hours, 9 minutes, 12 seconds, and counting until the True TV is launched. That's very exciting for you, I'm sure.
Some people are going to count down for the ball drop while others... We'll wait for True TV to drop.
Indeed.
Now, let me ask you something, Jeremy. It's been known that Star Jones is a little bit difficult to, you know, deal with. She's a little difficult to have dealings with. Is that the same experience that you've had with her, or are you just concerned that she's going to tackle you down and eat you?
You always have impressions of celebrities, right? Like you see her in the news, you're like, she sucks. Star Jones sucks. So obviously that was my impression of Star Jones, was that she sucks, right? But then, you know, they call me up, like, you want to do this thing? I'm like, yes, I do, because I'm a sellout. And then I end up meeting her, and she comes in to the room, because it turns out she likes me, and that's why I get to keep doing it. So she comes in the room, she's like, hey, Jeremy. And I'm like, hey, Star Jones. And then that's how I love her, because she was really nice to me. So I love her. I have nothing but good things to say about her, and I mean it. It's not like I'm just saying it.
Okay, so at no point you were afraid that because her stomach is like three times smaller than normally was, that you were afraid that you weren't afraid you were going to get tackled down and eaten, were you?
No.
No, you cut out a little bit. I mean, I think it was something about her stomach, and I gotta say. She really looks great. It's like, you know how, like, at first she really looks kind of, like, skeletal-y and saggy a little bit. But I guess she got that taken care of. Because now she genuinely looks really good, to the point where I was like, that's an attractive woman right there.
I wasn't
that familiar with her, like, in her big fat days. You know, like, I did Google image her later I was shocked.
How fat she was
at one point.
She was fat.
It looks like she's like she swallowed, like she's like there was another her and stuff. Like a woman, like she came out like a larger version of Star Jones had swallowed the woman that we all now see on television.
Right.
And somehow this woman escaped.
So what do you do for the show? Like how do you contribute to the show?
Well, you know, I just basically, you know, they whenever they want to do like a thing on the street, they want to get the people's opinion. You know, they send me out and I go out and I act goofy and I ask silly questions in the street and I get their answers, and it's, you know, it's like usually like a 4 or 5 minute little segment, and it's fun, and you can check it all out. I put them all on my website because I shamelessly promote myself. On standupjeremy.com, you can see like the kinds of things I like.
Please
do. Halloween and Thanksgiving. But you know, I didn't do anything for Christmas or New Year's.
Nothing.
And I talked to them about that, and I'm like, are you going to do anything for Christmas or New Year's? And they're like, well, we taped through the New Year, and we'll start doing stuff after the New Year. And I was like, okay. So now I'm hearing from my desk, no new episodes being recorded. You're telling me she's not on the website, and I'm not doing Christmas and New Year's stuff. And I'm a little concerned.
That's a little creepy for you.
You know.
Wait, Jeremy, say your website again, because I think it was breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, it's standupjeremy.com. One word.
Standupjeremy.com. We got it. Okay, now, Jeremy, one more thing. Why do you think they're changing formats from Court TV to True TV? What's that about?
Why are they going from Court TV to True TV?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I think what it comes down to is like, is money and what people want to see. I saw on the website there, the Court TV website, anyway, they have like these forums, and there's all these like crazy people like, this sucks, can't believe we're going to Court TV, I love my court coverage and all this stuff. And it, you know, but then I went to the producers, and I'm like, you know, all these people are complaining, you know, that you're switching to this reality-based stuff rather than the court coverage that you're known for, you know? And they were like, yeah, that's true. They're like, but the same people, you know, the people who take the time to go to a website and complain about shit are really the minority of the viewers.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they represent the minority of people who are out there watching. And what people want to watch, as sad as it is, I mean, look at all your primetime stations. It's all the same reality TV show shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know that in my house, all that's ever on is the Real Housewives of Orange County and The Hills.
Word!
That's my girlfriend. So I guess the Court TV spectators are the same, you know, they're interested in the same crap, but like a different kind of reality.
It's probably a good move, because I like the true crime.
It's like watching car chases.
Yeah, I like that shit. That's great.
Yeah. There's really nothing like watching a guy who's kind of worn out drive away from the police. It's really very, really very funny.
I'll say.
You know?
Will there ever be...
And then they catch him, he's like, oh, I didn't even see you. Behind me with those helicopters.
Right, right. You've been following me for 15 miles, going the wrong way on the highway. Will there ever be court cases on the... I stink. Will there ever be court cases on Court TV again, or True TV, rather?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question, but, you know, probably, I got to assume, like, depending on the you know, the celebrity of the case. Like, I guess I just heard at dinner tonight there's a new big case out there. Some guy named Peterson got his fourth wife missing or dead or something
Scott
like that.
Scott Peterson, probably the one who killed his wife.
And... I mean, those kind of, which is really what the trial that made TV. I got to assume that those kinds of court cases would fall under the realm of true TV also. You know, because it's real or whatever. But I mean, you know, I'm on the street for 5 minutes at a time on the program, so I might not even be on anymore. I can't really speak for the whole network, but I'm just making guesses.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate you going out on a limb like that. Jeremy, thank you so much for being on the show and talking to us. www.standupjeremy.com. Check him out. And thanks again, Jeremy Schachter. Check out the Schachter Factor Wednesday.
My pleasure. Have a good night.
Yeah, take care. Enjoy that movie. Wednesdays at 12 noon on CringeHumorRadio.com.
I just want to say something that Dr. Sexy said.
Yeah?
That I think sums up how I feel about these, all these fucking shows. The Housewives of Orange County.
Yes.
What the fuck is that shit?
They're a bunch
Who the fuck gave them a show? They should be all horribly mutilated, gang raped by monkeys, then released into Siberia to survive using their own wits. I agree with... statement that I have agreed with so much has never been said before.
A truer word was never said.
Yes. George Bailey, you will do the banks and loans.
I have something to bring up. Reality TV show wise.
Okay.
Now, normally, just on my own principles, you know.
What? Again, what? You're not.
I can't even look at the chat room.
Vaughn's an animal. What? I don't understand you. Why are you looking at the chat room for? Again, say what you got to say. What happened?
Yeah.
Something about a show. Yeah, don't.
Reality TV on general principle, GP they call it, right? Okay. I would never watch the Oxygen Channel.
Why not?
I've avoided the Oxygen Channel. Well, in the same way that I don't watch Lifetime or
the
Fa La La Lifetime, as it's been referred to over the holiday season,
or the Wet Channel.
The Bad Girls Club on Oxygen has caught my attention.
Why is that?
A lot of crazy ass. I at first I thought, oh yeah, sure, they're really fucked up. But no, these chicks are really like criminal, fucked up, alcoholic bitches.
Nice.
Who fuck with each other.
No, I'm not familiar with, I don't watch Lifetime or whatever that shit.
No. Oxygen. I wouldn't watch it, but right. so they were doing a marathon before they started the new season. So they had these hot chicks, and some of them are fighting with each other. Some of them are banging each other.
Nice. What channel is this? What am I missing?
That'll be Oxygen. The Oxygen Channel.
Oxygen Channel. Okay, so now how is... Now, this is Oxygen Channel, I'm assuming, is, you know, supposed to be a movie, whatever, channel for chicks or whatever. Now, do you actually see kissing? Do you see some kind
of groping?
You do
see kissing. Yeah? So, this one chick, Zara, from the first season, she was constantly making out with chicks.
Nice.
When they would go out to the bar,
well,
she would make out with chicks.
Right, because you got to blame it on the boobs.
That's good right there. And
I just noticed that. I noticed that freeze frame
that's
right
really
there.
That's really good. Yeah. And, there was one other chick in the house who people said looked kind of like a tranny, but she was sort of a hot chick.
Okay.
These two decided when the other ones all went out to the beach to have some fun, and they ended up having a fist fight on the beach. These two chicks, Sarah and Jody, stay at the house, and they start drinking, and they're in and out of the pool and the hot tub naked.
No, wait, I'm...
And first it's, oh, you get naked. No, you get naked.
So, now, what is it? Is this like a real world kind of
thing,
situation?
But all
girls
chicks,
is...
all crazy bitches drinking like
okay.
ridiculous.
All
plus,
right.
They have a car; they can go.
Oh well,
out
oh, okay. Well, you need to have a car.
So these two decide everybody goes out. They're gonna stay home. They're drinking. They're in the pool. They're in the hot tub. They're
bikinis,
naked.
Ooh,
no, naked.
Ooh,
naked.
Ooh.
Then they decide.
Are you seeing vagina land?
Or? No. You don't. It's
oh,
know,
so oxygen. I mean, but it's for
cable,
women though. But
basically,
it's,
you know.
But
like,
it's a show. It's a channel for women.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you gotta figure it's like the same like Lifetime or Bravo or
right,
whatever.
Okay.
So they decide they're gonna take a bubble bath together.
Ooh,
now they're pretty
ooh,
well in the bag.
Ooh, okay.
And
now we're talking.
And
I think I'm gonna start watching this now.
They what do we call it?
They
take a bubble bath, and the one chick is running down the hallway naked. She's got to fill up her... It's not on this webisode that we have here, but when I watched it on television, there was more of them skinny dipping and all that stuff. And there's the... Chris has the bubble bath.
Spank
that ass!
Yes!
That's right.
Yes!
Look at these two.
She's a bad girl.
Get back over here.
She needs to get cleaned.
And they bang. But you don't get to see it.
I can't see. The
when this catches up, I'll
okay,
show
all right. Oh, okay, so we got it here.
It's going to be slow because
so there's a little bit of a spanking.
Computer
okay,
slow,
okay. All right. Spanking is always good.
We'll
you
just
gotta,
do this.
You got to discipline the girl.
So,
make her know what she did was bad. Look at you.
So the girls
hey, nice house.
They have sex basically. And when the other girls
sex.
Come back from the beach, they say, "Oh, we'll tell them what'd you two do today?" "Oh, we had sex."
Now to our listeners who don't necessarily understand, maybe there's some youths out there. Sex between two women entails what? What is that? What does that involve? Normally, it's understood.
Well,
between...
I would imagine that they
is there fisting?
They had oral, and they maybe they did a little fingering.
Now, what does oral entail?
That would be one girl putting her mouth on the other girl's clitoris and licking, and perhaps probing the vaginal area. With
probing
the
is always good.
Pussy, if you will. Pussy eating.
I see.
Yes.
And this is all very natural.
And I immediately wrote down in my little notebook, new favorite show. The Bad Girls Club on Oxygen.
Watched
a kick-ass marathon. They really are bad. Two crazy hot chicks take a bubble bath and then bang.
Nice.
That's read directly from my show notebook.
Very good. Very good. Now, let me ask you something. Now, it's one thing when you see... how do I put this? When you see two ugly chicks going at it, nothing's really there that catches your eye. You don't really get a hard-on, or for a girl, she doesn't really get wet. Now, the girls that's in the bubble bath that actually get it on, that actually have the sensual dance of love, are they hot? Because that's the most important thing.
These two girls that you're looking at right here.
Ooh.
No, wait. That's not her. That's not her.
Oh,
sorry.
You can't do that to me.
It's about to happen. Let's see. Is this the right episode? This is the right episode.
She looks like the lead singer from The Cure.
That's a cunt from Philly. She's a fucking asshole. The girl from Philly was horrible.
Nah,
I hate her. This girl right here, Zara.
Okay.
And this girl right here.
Look at you.
Jody.
Was that her name?
Was it Zara and Jody? I think it was Zara and Jody. Yes, okay. They're pouring their drinks now, and they're gonna.
That's a big.
They're toasting to skinny dipping. To skinny dipping.
Of course, that's a perfect toast right there. Nothing wrong with that, boys and girls. Okay, so it's actually that there's some hot chicks on this show.
Definitely.
So you're not going to be disappointed with the girls that are actually...
That girl, Zara, later in the season, slits her wrist.
Nah. Oh, it's the best. Crazy girl mean, sex?
Seriously.
That's the best.
They're out of their minds.
So you,
they
so
really are bad, though. Some of them are like, ex-cons.
But
like
you can kind of like, understand what this girl's going through who slit her wrist because you actually... had somewhat of a relationship with a girl.
I was going to say, I never slipped my wrist.
No, so. But you were involved with a girl who actually cut herself.
I had sex with a girl who cut herself.
And when you mean sex with a girl, what did that entail? I'm sure we all need clarification.
Well, it started out with some kissing.
Okay.
And then...
No. You can't just go like that, okay? Now, I must. What? Is this happening in a bar? Is this happening in a car?
This happened... on her couch in her apartment.
Okay. Was it a very soft couch? Was it a couch that you can relax and you can
get
comfortable?
Yeah, it was a good couch.
Okay.
Good, one of those nubby couches. Mm, you know, the nubby couches?
Yes.
One of those.
Okay, so now there's some, I'm assuming that there's some little light petting, like kissing.
Kissing and, some breast rubbing occurred.
Now, did she grab... I'm assuming because she was a cutter. I might be wrong. I'm assuming that she was very forceful. She grabbed you? Did she grab you?
No, she was actually
quite
submissive.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's disappointing. But it does make me feel good about you. That means that you're the aggressor.
Quip in the chat room says, who hasn't had sex with a girl that cuts herself? Well, exactly, because they're the easiest girls to have sex with. They hate themselves so much they'll let anybody fuck them.
The best ones to have a sex with are the ones that are psychologically damaged in some way, shape, or form. Those are the best. The ones that our producer would know that comes to your house at some point or whatever, just starts ringing a bell saying, hey, I'm here, and you're like... I didn't tell you to come over. You just came over for no reason. You can stay downstairs. Don't worry about it.
Is that right? Okay.
Thumbs up.
We got a big thumbs up from Chris on that.
So
one.
There's kissing. There's petting. Now, because because obviously you're the aggressor, I would like to say, threw her back. And took down her pants.
She was actually lying on her back with her legs spread for me. And
Wait, hang on.
Sure, go ahead.
Jack and Cranberry.
It's so wrong, okay. Jack and Cranberry.
Oh my god, it burns.
From the esophagus all the way down to the stomach.
My stomach is like a fire.
That's horrible.
All right, so now you're what are you wearing? A skirt, some thigh highs, jeans. What are you wearing this particular night?
I believe I was wearing
make it sexy.
Some boy shorts.
Oh, were they pink?
Boy shorts, pink.
Pink or baby blue?
Pink and gray striped boy shorts. And a little t-shirt. That's what I was wearing. And she was wearing a schoolgirl outfit. She actually had a little skirt, a little plaid skirt on, and a little like half shirt, half black shirt.
Now, did you use both hands to take down the panties, or was it just your teeth?
Oh, I used my hands, but. Yeah, I use my hands.
Sensual.
You know what was the weird thing with her?
Hmm.
There not much in the clit department.
What do you mean?
You
like the bulging flaps?
Well, not the flaps so much, but the clit itself. It was almost non-existent. Like,
really?
Real flat. Like,
because guys
nothing,
like that.
Nothing protruding.
That's
there
good.
Was nothing to grab onto.
Really? Do you, can I, this is, may not, maybe not with this girl, but is there ever a situation?
No, she had all her limbs.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Ahab. Yes, all her limbs.
Is there ever a situation where there's just a little nibble on the, the lips?
The lips.
The little hanging flaps. Is there ever a little nibble on that?
Because
I've done that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good move. That's a
is it?
Move. I don't,
I've done it,
I don't
but no one's
that
ever
I
liked it.
I did it myself, but I don't know. You might take it easy.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I bite too hard.
More licking, less biting.
Okay. Now, was there ever a point where you grabbed her by the hair and say, you're going to like this whether you like it or not, and then you spit in her eye?
No, I tried that with another girl, you know, like dirty talking.
Do tell.
And it didn't.
Do tell.
It didn't work out, bro.
What would you try?
Not so well.
Really? Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
She was a real lesbian, but had...
Full blown.
Yeah, but she had a boyfriend, but then later on, she realized she was full lesbian.
Ooh. Oh, so you converted her.
I don't know that I converted her so much but she
was a good girl.
In love with me, and I
Ladies and gentlemen, our host.
For me, it was just sex.
Okay.
For her, it was like more than sex, and I guess I ruined it because I was like, yeah, bitch, you like it when I eat your pussy, and she was like,
Was that the worst thing you said to her? What was the worst thing you said
to
her? You
know, it's hard to remember because I was like,
no, you remember. You remember. At least the gist
so
of it.
Young.
Okay, let me hear. But
so long ago.
Put some.
But yeah. I remember that I dirty talked to
what'd
her
you, what'd you
in
say?
Her ear.
What'd you say?
I think it was something
make
like.
Make me feel it.
Oh, that's pressure.
No, that's not. No, that's not. No, come on. You know what we want to hear.
In fact, they want to know
but
if
the
she,
only
was she trimmed or shaved. I don't think she was even. Trimmed at all.
Oh,
but it was,
she had Don King
you know,
and a
I'll
fucking light lock.
This was a while ago. And
do you prefer them trimmed up a little
I
bit?
I think, well, this girl, this last girl that I was with was completely,
okay.
You know,
you
clean
prefer
down
that?
There, shaved. That was good.
Right. So you can understand.
And I would think, because I do, you know what I mean? I clean it up.
Okay, good. Because so, that's, I mean, you know, you want that nice smoothness. That's what you want.
Yeah, but even so, like at the time when I was doing this other chick who turned into a full-on lesbian that I dirty talked to.
Now, what was it you said that didn't
really... I said, yeah, you like it when I eat your pussy. Something like that. Nothing crazy. She just didn't
like
it.
Oh, no, that's
it.
Not crazy.
No, it wasn't crazy, but she didn't like it. She was turned off by that.
Did you punch her in the head because she didn't like it? She would have loved that, I'll tell you.
I didn't punch her in the head, no. No. I did fuck her with a vibrator, though.
Nice! Have you ever...
I've never strapped one.
I was just about to ask you.
Never done it.
Just about to ask you. Is that something you would like to do?
I had
do?
A girl offer to bang me with a strap on, though.
You turned it down?
Well, it was bad timing.
Oh. Why is it that? Why is it always going to be at the wrong time?
I don't know. Look, the last one was bad timing, too. It was a scene.
But you still win.
Well, you know, there's some limitations when you're in a relationship, and it's like, you know.
Okay, but wait.
What's
so
cool and what's
the
not
bad,
cool?
Wait, maybe it might be the cranberry that's hitting me now, but the
Your
the
face
limit.
Is so funny.
The limit. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the limit. What you're saying now is that there was an instance where a female that you were engaging with was having that time. Am I understanding it right? The time of the Crimson Wave.
No.
Oh, no? Would that stop you at all if it was
yeah,
happening?
Yeah,
it would.
Yeah. I'm not into that.
Oh, no?
I mean, I guess I, bad. You know, I mean, I like...
What if she was begging you?
I wouldn't eat that shit.
No?
No.
Even if she was begging you? She was pleading?
I don't think so. I'd have to be in some kind of crazy, horny state to
but
do that
shit. But that's normal, though, right?
Well, I'm saying some crazy, horny state. Normal for me is crazy, horny, but...
But the possibility is there. It's not something you would totally turn away from.
I'm not saying I would never, never, never do it.
But most likely not.
But, yeah, like, it would really take some, like, I'd probably have to be all fucked up, you know what I mean?
But, I mean, from my experience, chicks who are on the tide, who are riding that wave, they're even more fucking horny. They're even more wanting it. Especially, like, I've known chicks that who have been on the pill.
Yeah, but you
could
get
chicks. And then they... come off the pill yeah. Are even crazy more horny.
Well, that fucks up your hormones too.
And the only way to straighten it out is to get
for
dick.
Real so. All right, let's take a break. Come on, I want to talk about sports a little bit, I think. I'm taking a break here.
Really? Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was a good conversation.
It is. It's a good conversation.
It's very informative
Rodian,
to me,
like,
I'll tell you.
At the same time, you know.
Why?
Dr. Sexy wants to know if I would do ass to mouth. Yes.
Of course. Come on.
My ass to my mouth?
Right.
Yes.
Because you're a good girl.
Sure.
Come on.
Go ahead. Take a break.
Just make sure you clean it out is all.
They do exactly what they say on the tin. It is mediocre. At least it starts off that way, and then you get drawn in.
Eric and Taylor are like those guys that you didn't fucking invite to the party. But they show up anyway, and they drink all your fucking beer, and they talk shit about everyone. And they're never fucking wearing any pants. And they're never fucking wearing any pants.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Seriously?
The slopey part, like, if you fucking sat down regular style, your balls would touch the fucking inside of the foot. I have giant balls.
If you fucking live in New Jersey, fucking move.
Should I repeat myself one more time?
One more time.
Blow job.
Alright, I'm 5 beers into this bitch.
You know, actually, I'm 4 and a shot of vodka, and I need another one.
I got no problems kicking a fucking pregnant lady's ass.
I'm shocked and appalled is what I am.
To listen to The Mediocre Show, go to www.mediocreshow.com. Or find us in the comedy section of the iTunes directory.
Listen to The Schachter Factor every Wednesday at noon on Cringe Humor Radio, and you can hear semi-original songs just like this one. Mix religion and technology. Here comes Scientology. We jump on couches without apology. Hooray for Scientology. Scientology was created by a guy named L. Ron Hubbard. He was famous for writing science fiction. Fiction as in fake. That's right. I didn't stutter. When you feel like the only kid in town, read Dianetics before age 3. Here's a list of people who are Scientologists, just like you and me. Juliet Lewis hails to Lord Xenu. So do Linda Blair, Paul Haggis, and Hawaiian actor Manu Tupu. I don't know who that is either, but his name rhymes with Xenu. Yes, who gets together at the compound in L.A.? The girl who played Punky Brewster and Big Fat Kirstie Alley. Chaka Khan's a Scientologist, and so's the chef from South Park. Put them together, you get a Scientologist whose skin's really dark. You rarely see him at night. You hook yourself to a machine and you give yourself a jolter. All while hanging out with Greta Van Susteren and John Travolta. Both Scientologists. We mix religion and technology. It's time for Scientology. You don't need drugs or psychology. Hooray for Scientology. Mel Gibson. Not a Jew. He's not a Scientologist either. But Beck is. Hey, who knew? I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? We got Lisa Marie Presley and her mother, Priscilla. Sharon Stone used to be a Scientologist, and so was Ghostface Killer. Just kidding, Ghostface. Some people think Sylvester Stallone maybe. Well, he's not, but guess who is? Dirty Dancing's Patrick Swayze! I carried a watermelon. So many Scientologists are in the showbiz. Tom Cruise's agent isn't, but Tom sure as hell is. Tell your friend he ought to be getting down with Scientology. If you're secretly gay, you'll probably love Scientology. It's fabulous, so skip third period biology. Go home, smoke pot, and watch Allergy. To hell with meteorology. Hooray, hooray, hooray for Scientology. Happy Kwanzaa, everybody.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I drop the phone.
For real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story is told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done spark the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location when the slugs penetrate. Feel a burning sensation, getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sonny, shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living a life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook one.
He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
Welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show. That's your whole time. And I'll bring you to your ass, motherfucker. Sorry. Jin, what can I say? So welcome back to the show. Like we said earlier in the program here, it was some week for news. There's a 29-year-old chick up in Washington, outside Seattle, who she went to her family's house and she killed her parents. and then she killed her brother and his wife.
Okay.
And her boyfriend
yeah.
killed her niece and nephew,
oh,
six and three. But he apologized to him,
all
to
right,
them,
well,
to the
right.
children before.
Well,
yeah,
as long as he apologized. Was it before or after he killed them?
He apologized before killing them.
Oh, okay.
He said, I'm sorry. Sorry I had to kill you, little kids.
Okay.
You know, sorry.
It's better off anyway.
But, dead. Six dead.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm sure that's what Jesus meant when he was born to save our sins, that, you know, even fucking mass murderers can go to heaven.
That we should kill our whole families.
That's it.
Indeed.
But I get that, though. You know what I mean? If there's some serious...
I mean,
if there's, like, some serious shit going on where, like, you know... Somebody's gonna storm into my house and fucking, you know, wipe me out and my family and, like, you know, there's, like, stormtroopers running around. I'd rather waste my family and let them do it, you know? So I get that.
Yeah, but what if it's just, cause you hate your family? There's no other danger.
Yeah, well,
it's
I
not
mean,
like you're sparing them from a worse death.
Come on.
Or torture or imprisonment.
You
just hate your family.
Come on.
Because you're a fucked up cunt and you decide you're gonna kill them.
I'm sure.
Brother, because he got married and had kids and he's the apple of your parents' eye with the grandchildren.
I'm sure that this kid will understand that. Our producer would understand that about, you know, not being the apple of the family's eye. But I do get, you know, you ever had family over for Thanksgiving? It's like they come over and they fucking, you know, they just sit on your couch and they start, you know, your brand new couch and they get it all dented and they make the groove in the seat before
Most
you even get a chance
buy
to.
A
it's
couch
like, come on.
Thinking about, you know, how they're going to have seating for their guests.
No. I still got the tags on my couch. I can resell that shit on eBay for full price.
They look brand new.
They are. Bet your ass.
Not anymore,
though.
Kitty cats.
Fucking cats, man. Jesus Christ. They were brand fucking new. This kid came with me to fucking get them. They were brand new until those fucking cats got their claws into them. Cocksuckers, man.
Oh, so you know, there's more. There's other news.
Right.
Yeah, the Penn Wright union has broken up. One of the longest marriages going in Hollywood.
Buttercup?
Sean Penn and Robin Wright Penn. Yeah.
Buttercup.
Princess Buttercup.
Holy
Princess
shit.
Bride. They're breaking up. They've got two kids, 14 and 16.
Oh my gosh, she's that old? 14.
Oh yeah, have you seen her? She's a little busted up looking.
Oh, alright then. No, come on. Sean Penn, he runs around in fucking New Orleans with a shotgun?
They give no reason for the breakup, but whatever.
But the breakup is that she's getting too old. That's what the breakup is. She needs to get some young pussy.
She's got kind of a hardened, manly face at this point.
You can't have that. No. You're Sean Penn.
If you watch The Princess Bride, you look at her face, you can see the potential
that it's
for,
gonna happen.
For a hardening and manliness there.
You can see that.
She's got the flared nostrils.
Right.
Sort of a thick, rectangular-shaped mouth. Almost.
Can you ever been on the train or whatever? You can check out somebody and you'd be like, yeah, that's gonna be hard.
Sure.
So you can understand where he's coming from. He needs to get some young poon.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that's the thing with men. You've got a lot. You've got that whole longevity thing. Like you can keep banging and being attractive to women when you're older, whereas women, you know, they hit the wall. That's it. Then you're a cougar or whatever, but
you know, I literally just found out what cougar meant last night. That's an older chick preying on younger men.
Yeah, I'm verging on cougardom.
Really?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, baby.
What else? Wasn't there that
teacher that banged out the younger kids? She was back in the news?
Yeah. Oh, back in the news. I hadn't heard.
Yeah. I don't know who her name is or whatever. Some blonde teacher.
Where
were these teachers when I was going to school?
There was
man?
hot teachers when I was in school.
Really? Girls or guys?
Chicks, yeah.
Yeah?
Sure. They used to sit, like, wear a short skirt and sit on the edge of the desk with their legs apart and be like, what the fuck is this bitch doing?
Unbelievable,
I didn't get it at the time. I didn't start digging chicks until I was a little bit, like, 18.
No. Really?
18 and it was like, whoosh, I was all into
it. It just hit you.
Yeah, like, all, like, crazy.
Really?
When I was 18, I was into 14-year-olds. I'll admit that.
Really?
That's a little bit
boys criminal, or girls?
Girls.
I don't know why, but that's hot. That's sexy to me.
Well, it's illegal, actually.
I think that's the reason why it's hot. There was some teacher who was already in jail for banging out a youngster, and she was released. I don't know what her name is, or whatever. But I know what I do know is that one of the arguments that her lawyer gave was she can't go to jail because she's too hot.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they did say that.
Right.
Uh-huh, yes.
Now, do you think it's fair, I think it is, to give an argument that a teacher is too hot to go to jail? I think it's an argument, but not one that can be, you know, not that you can back up, because I would, as a judge, I would want her to go to jail, and I would want videotape of it.
Right.
That's what I would
want. I would want her to go to jail if I was in jail, certainly, yes.
Sure. Because I love seeing those pornos where those chicks are in jail.
Yeah.
And the stories, like, you know, like they're in jail and, you know, they're never going to get out. And they would never turn to banging another girl. They would never go to banging another girl, but because they're in jail.
Oh, yeah, it happens. For sure. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, you watch those mm-hmm. jail, those prison programs.
Right. On Court TV.
They have the chicks, right? Mm. And not so hot.
Not so hot, right?
That's
the disappointment of it.
It is.
That's the disappointment
of it. Because it's like, this should be hot.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No.
So I would think if I was in prison, maybe I could at least provide a little hotness.
I mean, you would definitely be at least worth...
A little bit.
I mean, two packs. Two packs of cigarettes. I mean, or two cartons. What does it go for? You'd be two cartons at least.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think...
That's a lot of money.
Plus, you know, once I'm in jail, I'm like, all I'm doing is working out. So,
but if you're not benching or anything, don't bench.
Because
bench works on the chest.
You know, trim.
So sit-ups.
Toned. You know what I'm talking about.
Because you're into that, right? You're into the sit-ups and the working out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, recently, in fact. Yeah. Mm. Today I was all achy because I got into my rhythm.
Wait, I'm
again.
Sorry. You were what?
Can I tell you something?
What were you?
Achy. I have a weight loss challenge for myself.
Ooh, what's that?
If I can lose 10 pounds by February 1st, I'm not joining a gym.
Where's it gonna?
It's gotten ridiculous.
What are you talking about? Oh, where are you gonna get 10 pounds from?
I'm huffing right now. I'm so
fat. These guys right here gotta be at least 10 pounds.
The sisters?
Yeah.
In front?
So where are you gonna grab it from?
Hopefully.
You can't do that.
Hopefully the ass, stomach, and thigh area.
What are you talking about? Don't you understand that we need meat to grab onto?
I understand that.
So why would you want to deprive us of that?
Because I'll fit better in my clothes.
Well, you gotta get nicer clothes, that's all. You gotta get fitter clothes.
Well, I do. I have been.
Oh, forget that temp. Forget that. What are you talking about?
To make me happy, and then I'll feel sexy.
You know what's gonna make...
I'll be less inhibited, and I'll,
what are you talking about? Where
eager
are you gonna get 10 pounds from?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, don't do that. You see what these fucking... You see what happens when you chicks watch these programs?
You thought I was perfectly hot when I was 10 pounds lighter, so...
I think you're fine now. You need meat to grab. What are we supposed to bite into? The teeth, where are they gonna sink into? Bone? You can't have that. You need meat. Don't. What are you doing? No.
Well, hopefully, I mean the point is, hopefully it won't affect my breasts.
But that's what the worry is.
I'm gonna keep eating. I'm not gonna diet. I'm just gonna work out. Huh. So hopefully I can sculpt. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay. So. At your largest, you were a double D, right?
At my largest, my breasts were a double D, yeah.
And your waist was, like, crazy thin?
Yeah. Yeah, it was slight otherwise.
God.
But, yes.
Love women.
So, I don't know. There's a couple of items left on the old chocolate.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know how, but they seem to have erased...
We're down to topics, in fact. Really? There's Chris versus
Kathy. There you go. I'm very interested in this.
Which we're not aware of. This.
I have no idea of this.
Story.
This is just as
sports stuff.
No.
You want to go sports?
No. I want to know, just like the listeners, I have no idea what this story is about. I'd like to know what our producer is dealing with. I'm assuming he's got some brawl going on with a cabbie, so let's hear it. I want to know what's going on with this. Why is Chris having problems with a cabbie? What'd you do to the guy? The guy's just trying to make a buck, a decent living, and you gotta bust his balls? What's going on there?
Tell us, Chris.
Go ahead.
I was driving in the city. And,
right.
I'm at a red light.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are you now?
37th Street.
37th, okay. 37th and what?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe between Madison Park or something.
All right, so in a nice traffic area.
I'm at a red light about five cars back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, this fucking cab just, like, hits me.
What?
He
hits the car?
Like, he was right up my ass, and he just had to bump me. Because he was in a rush to go nowhere.
That's not cool.
So he bumps me.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm at a red... It's not like the lights turned red.
Right.
I was there for fucking about 30 seconds already. We're all stopped.
Okay.
And this cab was already behind me.
What do you think he was doing? He was queuing up the next...
No, he was just getting up my ass because that's what cabs do.
Right.
So I get out of the car. And I'm like, what the fuck... is your problem, man?
Okay.
What are you in a rush for? Where are we going? We're at a fucking red light. Why do you have to fucking be up my ass?
Okay.
So the guy goes, "Fuck you, motherfucker!" I'm like, "Fuck me! What are you fucking kidding me?"
So I'm assuming he's because
he gave me the brush off, like, "Yeah, whatever," you know.
Because
it wasn't a big hit, but it's just a principle of why the hell are you up my ass in the first?
Your car touched my car.
Yeah. So I fucking stomped on his fucking bumper until it fucking made a dent. I said, "How about that? Is that enough?" And he gets out. He goes, "I'll kick your ass, motherfucker." Yeah, come out of the fucking car.
Dude,
out of the car.
You don't bump with that, man.
This guy was like 6'4". He was
the biggest Hindu. Oh, my God. And you know he saw war with the Russians.
Whatever.
You know.
And I'm like, "Hey, what are you going to do? Are you going to do something?" And he goes, "Go ahead, kick it again. I got my fucking revenge, motherfucker. Yeah, you want to try and hit me?" I said, let's go. What if I do this? And he, like, purposely missed hitting my car.
Oh, really?
Like, he goes, "What if I do this?" And he, like, made believe he was going to stomp on my...
On your bumper?
On my light. taillight.
Ah.
Right? So as he's
doing it. That's $800 right
there. As he's doing it, I lean in and he flinches back. I was like, yeah, you fuck, you ain't gonna do shit. Go, get the fuck out of here. Get back in your fucking car and go back to your fucking country. And everyone started honking at us. Fuck you, it was insane. That fucking hit me for no reason. Those people in the back. The thing is, he's got passengers too. Why the fuck
would he got out of the car with passengers?
Yeah,
in the car?
Like, what do you? You got passengers. Be a little more fucking responsible. Don't fucking go up all the cars' asses on a red light. Look, whatever. If you want to do, if it's in the field of battle while you're driving through the city streets and you know,
but not at a red light.
All right, but at a red light for 30 seconds at least. Why do you fucking, why are you up my ass? For what? What position are you gonna get? There's no position. He was directly behind me. There was no way he can cut around me or anything like that. He was fucking directly behind me.
You and cab drivers, man. I don't know what it, there was a time we were in the city and some fucking, some cab driver stopped short and he fucking slammed into this cab driver. So the cab driver pulls over and the guy's got no pants on or something. The guy's pants are down. So we're all yelling at him and we're like, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Your pants are down?
His pants were down. The guy, cause Chris got out of the car and was yelling at him and the taxi driver couldn't get out of the car because his pants were down. So we didn't know what he was doing. We didn't know if he was jerking off or maybe just trying to fix, you know, fix his shirt and his pants or something. So we're all yelling at him. We're screaming or whatever. Chris has is notorious for whatever reason. At least in my lifetime, I know he's fucking got into one accident with one cab driver. Now I'm hearing another cab. Are you just looking to have problems with these guys? Because these guys are just trying to make a living, man. They're behind a fucking wheel for 18 hours.
This guy fucking rear-ended him.
How do you know this kid didn't stop short?
Well, that's true.
How do you know? I'm just saying he's not the best driver in the world. That I know.
I didn't stop short. I was at a red light.
You swear.
I swear.
You were perfectly stopped.
I swear I have a witness too.
Who?
Brent.
I don't trust Brent. I don't trust Brent.
If you want, I can call him.
Call him up right now. Call him up right now. Oh, you're not so, now you're not so confident, right?
I'll call him. I'll
call him up. Now you're not so confident, right? Call him up and ask him. Don't say nothing. Just say the day that we were in the car and I got hit by a taxi cab, was I at a red light and perfectly stopped? That's it. Don't ask him nothing. Don't tell him anything. And we'll see if your story holds full. We'll see if it holds. We'll see if it holds any water. You hear that 50s lingo that I'm throwing in there?
Very nice.
Yeah, thank you. I tried.
See if it holds any water.
See if it holds any water.
See if
Make sure the glass isn't half full. Tell him just like I said now.
You tell him.
No, you tell him. You were the driver. But just like I said. And that's your friend.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Brent.
Hey, what's up?
It's Chris. You're on the air.
Oh, am I?
What happened with the... explain to them what happened with the cab driver. Was I at a red light and stopped?
At a red light, the cab driver was going places and hit you in the back of the car.
That sounds coerced! That sounds like it was fabricated, it was scripted, it doesn't sound realistic, it doesn't sound like it was off the fly. I don't believe it. I back up Mohammed or Muhid or Putin or whoever it was that was driving the car.
Brent, would you just tell him what happened? Just tell the truth, what happened?
The best part, was when Chris confronted him, the guy threatened to kick Chris's car but missed the car.
So
no, I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah, so he kicked, like he swung his leg out, but he didn't make contact with anything?
He swung his leg, and he looked like the kid that struck a kickball in kindergarten.
So what, let me ask you something. So Brent, what were you doing while Chris got out of the car to probably go into battle with this Muhammad guy?
I had my hand on the handle of the car to jump out to the chip on any terrorist grenades that he might throw at Christopher.
That sounds about right. All right. I'll allow that. That sounds about right.
All right, Brian. Thanks again. Sorry to bother you.
Thanks, man.
Later. I also let Chris kick his car. That was very funny, though.
Yeah. we heard that.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right.
to you later.
Bye. So it's not right. It's nobody's cell phone's breaking up. Just so everybody knows, it's Chris's phone, and I had to call him 3 times last night to rectify the problem with the breaking up thing. But yeah, it's actually his home phone.
Because before that home phone was working.
So much for $140 for that.
Yeah, right.
It is the voice over internet protocol, also known as VoIP.
VoIP.
Vonage. Not so good.
Because it was working before.
Yeah, lately not so much.
I mean, I don't
and
know.
And I suspect that our choppy feed has something to do with the internet connection here.
Yes, I do too. Or a virus. Either or.
A virus? Awesome!
Oh, no.
Woo!
That's not cool. Once you got a virus going, that's not cool.
The phone is ringing. Pick it up. Yeah, put your hand.
Hello?
Hello?
Brody just wanted to hear the phone ring.
Oh, it is working.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's
choppy.
I don't know, it's choppy.
God damn it.
It's fucking Vonage, man. Alright, so.
Anyway, I have to take care of business.
You know
I'm sorry.
What? You're right. You know what? You're right. Brent back at the story. You stepped out and, you took care of business. Did you get this guy's shield number? Did you get
No, what do I
get?
Right.
Shield.
I kicked this car,
made
it
medallion
dead.
Did you get a medallion number?
Stupid asshole.
What did he say to you? Once you kicked his car, what did he say to you?
Oh, dude. Then he got out of his car.
Oh, sure. Well,
and he
know.
Said, do it again. You know, do it again and see what
I
happens.
I kill you!
I said, I got my revenge. You want to fucking, you want to come at me? Come at me, I said. Let's
you
go.
You feeling tough?
I said, I'll fucking kick you next time. I said that, right? And then he tried to, you know, and then he said, what if I do this? And he fucking went to... Seriously, I think he purposely missed the fucking car because he knew I would have just unleashed on him. And when he
fucking city driver,
and when he missed, like I leaned in and he just fucking totally just like, you know, like oh shit, you know, like I wasn't ready for that, you know.
You realize that whatever damage
if I hit him, I knew I was gonna get
you realize that whatever damage you did to his cab, he doesn't care.
No, I don't give it. Is that the point?
It made you feel better.
Yeah, because it's like, fuck him, you know?
Right.
He doesn't get just to hit my car for no fucking reason and, you know, get away with it.
Anything happens to the car?
Because when I got out of my car and I started, like, you know, what the fuck's your problem? He's like, yeah, whatever.
He needs to brush off.
Yeah, like, he's been here before, you know? Like, he's pissed off people. He's seen it, he's done it.
He bought
I'm
the
like,
t-shirt.
Oh, you know what? Then I'm going to the next level and I fucking stomp on his bumper.
Right I will kick your bumper. Yeah.
And that's what I did. Fuck. All right.
I think we might have a Patrick in studio possibility.
Really?
When? This today?
Now? He's in there now?
No, he says he's off next Friday and Saturday.
All right, let's come on down. But Rodin doesn't like Patrick.
What?
Because he's a little shady sometimes.
Patrick's not shady.
He is a little shady.
He's not shady.
I hear things.
He'll have to prove. He'll have to
shady,
prove to Rodin.
I hear
to,
things.
He'll
wait,
have
wait,
to
wait.
Earn Rodin's respect.
On.
I hear things.
Flaky, maybe a little flaky.
Maybe a little phobic. He's got a lot of phobias, Patrick.
No, I got nothing against phobias because I got my own.
He's afraid.
I think Patrick
yeah, but
has
he's
his own
got a little
fan
weird,
base.
His phobias
no,
are like.
I got nothing against. I got really nothing against phobias.
His phobias are like, he's afraid of the outdoors.
Well, yeah, have you seen the outdoors? You see what's going on out there? Why would you not be afraid of it?
Patrick has like a 2-person fan base that might actually increase our listenership.
Nice.
We can always use the extra guy.
Little shot at Patrick there.
We can always use the extra guy, right?
Nice shot right there. Nice. Look at you.
I got no problems with phobias because I got my own. So, I mean, I seriously wish that an asteroid would just come and just wipe everybody off the planet. I wish that would happen. That would make me feel so happy.
He said, during the filming, when we were filming the TV pilot, he said, I walked in the rain and got Rodi in 2 waters.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
that. See
that?
Give
That's
a little
true. I'm
that.
Not,
there
I'm not
go.
Knocking the, I'm just saying, listen, you know, a little.
Think about all those germs from the rain and he fucking went through that. Just for you.
Yeah, but I brought him pizza too.
Alright, well then I guess it evens out.
Yeah, that's, yeah, there's levels, you know, there's
I
balances.
I bought the bitch pizza.
Yeah. Dude, there's no words have ever been truer. I bought the bitch pizza. I remember, we left pizza right on the chair right there. Mm. We filmed the shot.
Pizza.
And, oh, you getting hungry?
Yeah.
Just plain? Or?
Pizza. Mushrooms?
Uh-oh.
Pizza.
I like pepperoni.
I don't like meat so much on my pizza.
You love meat, baby. That's why we love you.
Yeah, so, what else?
Yeah, Chris versus the cabbie. Oh, look, oh, something that I'm fucking proud
the
about, boy.
The biggest.
Are you ready for this, motherfuckers?
Just like any newscast.
Are you ready for this?
Sports is ignored and given 3 minutes.
You wanna put sports in and then the big
You
finale?
Wanna put sports in?
Who cares about Countdown to Rambo?
Get out of here, man. Are you crazy?
Rambo stinks.
What are you talking about, man? Rambo! The Force of Freedom! The Force of Freedom! It's fucking Listen, man, a lot of people were saying shit about, Rocky.
Did you watch Rambo 3?
I watched them all.
Yeah,
I saw when he had to push out that bullet. Dude, did you tell me that's not classic cinema?
Give me one line from Rambo 3. Exactly.
One line from
because
Rambo
it
3?
Was a meaningless movie.
No, it wasn't meaningless.
It stunk.
You got
it
a stunk. Guy, a special forces guy, he had to push out a bullet from the
so
side
what?
Of it, and the next scene he's climbing a mountain? That's America right there, motherfucker. What are you talking about? That's America!
I remember.
Are you gonna go see Rambo?
I'll see it if you wanna see it with me.
You bet your ass I wanna see that movie. Countdown to Rambo? Come on! It's because it's the Force of Freedom! The Force of Freedom! Rambo, motherfucker!
I saw the first Rambo a long time ago.
Wasn't that classic?
Yeah, I didn't really.
No one cares
get it,
about
though.
Rambo.
What are you talking about?
And fucking Stallone and his over the hill movies.
Shit, man, you didn't think
you like Stallone,
you and I bro. Went to go see Rambo Rocky Balboa.
Yeah,
Rambo
wasn't
Balboa.
That good.
That was a closure.
Sorry,
all right.
The cranberry juice was hitting me.
It was all right. It was decent.
What the fuck? What are you talking about? It was decent? It was a good movie, man. That was a good movie.
It was a closure film. They did it the right way, but
it was done the right way, which means it was a good film.
All right, but Rambo is a totally different thing.
What are you talking about?
In this movie, he's still gonna be fighting and stuff.
Fighting for us! For us! Do
no,
you understand
not.
That?
No, he's not.
Oh, you unpatriotic you communist motherfucker, man.
When
you
they
don't
first
wanna go see
announced,
Rambo?
When they first announced that they were gonna do a Rambo 4.
Yeah. I'm here in opposition. Go ahead.
When they first decided to do it.
Yeah.
They said that it was gonna be so drunk.
Yes. Whatever they said about Rambo was the same thing they said about Rocky Balboa.
Listen,
and everybody liked Rocky Balboa.
When they decided to do it,
yeah,
they said it was going to be a hunt for Osama bin Laden, right?
Oh, that was just rumors, man.
Yeah, now it's some stupid shit in Korea. Who no one cares.
What shit in Korea, man? You know what the fuck is going on in Korea?
It's not has nothing to do with that.
What are you talking about?
It has nothing to do with the nuclear and the fucking what's his name?
What are you talking about? Kim Jong Il, whatever his fuck his name is.
Kim Il Jong.
Yeah.
Kim
Il
Jong. Kim
Il
Jong.
Dude, you're crazy, man. Let me. You know what? You know what Rambo's willing to do?
Kim Il Jong.
You know what
crazy.
Rambo's willing to do? Rambo's willing to do what our
what
government.
What is Rambo
want,
gonna do?
Rambo is willing to do what our government isn't willing to do. That's what Rambo's willing to do. He's willing to go in there and kick some fucking communist slanted slope eyed ass. That's what Rambo's willing to do. That's what Rambo's going to do, man. And let me tell you something, man. If you ain't excited for fucking Rambo, the next Rambo, you're a fucking communist, man. You are against America, motherfucker, if you're not ready for Rambo.
I mean, if you
are going.
At least mildly interesting, then shut the hell up.
If you ain't going to see Rambo, then you're against America, motherfucker. You understand? You are against America. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Countdown to motherfucking Rambo. That's all I got to say. And we're going. In January, motherfucker. Rambo!
Bette Midler shits yodels. Nobody believes me.
If you ain't sight, don't even get me fucking started, man.
What is it about Rambo that you like so much?
Yeah, dude, what isn't that I don't like about Rambo? Rambo, the Force of Freedom. That's it. That's it.
I mean,
the
is this
Force.
Guy something or is he something?
Okay.
The Force of Freedom. Four words. That
You've
embodies
got a big
America.
Mouth.
So there was actually three Rambo movies already?
Who knows?
There was three.
I know there was one that was really good. That's all I know. There was another one where he banged some Chino chick out.
Big deal.
Really?
Fuck you!
I don't see Rambo as much of a banger.
No.
He's more of a psycho.
Listen, when you're around... Which is psycho sex. You know about that. A cutter. Come on. That psycho sex is the crazy... That's the fun sex. When
right.
it's like, when they're crazy sure. enough to hurt themselves and then... They're like, oh, no, don't leave me, because I'll hurt myself. Then it's like, ah, oh, shit. Now I don't, do I leave? Do I stay? Because either way, there's going to be problems. Either I go, I'm going to get the text messages, I'm going to get the phone calls, I'm going to get the letters in the mail. If I stay, there's going to be some crazy sex, but then once the sex is done, there's going to be that, you know, weirdness of like, all right, you want a Hot Pocket? You know, don't want a Hot Pocket? We're going to see Rambo, motherfucker. All right, we're going. To see Rambo. Countdown to Rambo, January. I don't know if it's Rambo January 3 or what? 4 or 5. Who knows? Well, I know it's in January. It's in the beginning of the new year.
We're supposed to have a God damn, that stinks. Jack Daniels.
We were supposed to have a board. I mean, we have a board for topics, for recorded bits, for sports, but no board for Rambo.
You're going to go downstairs.
Well, it's my last cup, and then I'll be...
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's good.
I mean, I'll drink some...
Save some for next week.
Yeah, I'll eat some bread.
You can maybe get two more shows worth out of that.
Oh, yeah. This isn't even half the glass. Glass the bottle.
You see, we have to do a radio show because it's our social life right there.
Right. Come on, Rambo. You know you're going to go. Yeah, you are.
You're not going to go?
You're not going to go? You fuck. You communist motherfucker, man. Let me tell you.
Spend way too much time
on Rambo. What are you talking about? All right, whatever, man. You don't want to go see Rambo? Fine.
He wants to talk about sports. Chaos.
He wants to talk about the illegal drugs.
Just like in all the newscasts. There's never a time left for sports.
Dude, there's no show after us.
So quickly, let's go recap here. Go ahead.
I heard Clemens came out on his website.
Now to Chris for the sports.
Thank you all.
I hate him.
No, you don't.
And I can tell you it's a privilege to be back. I'll be talking to y'all soon.
I hate Roger Clemens.
No, you don't.
He should have fucking
Roger
retired.
Roger Clemens is in George's box.
He should have retired.
Oh my goodness.
And never come back.
Oh, my goodness.
Of all the dramatic things I've ever seen, Roger Clemens standing right in George Steinbrenner's box announcing he is back. Roger Clemens is a New York Yankee. And there we go, John. You don't have to worry about who's going to take that spot in the rotation. You should see what's going on in the Yankee dugout. Big grin on Jorge Posada's face, Andy Pettitte knew. Big signs, Roger Clemens is now a Yankee. Attention fans, he is here, and now we don't have to discuss who takes that place in the rotation.
Well, I don't know if he's going to pitch right away. This isn't.
See, right there when he was saying, oh, I don't know if he's going
to
pitch right away.
My family, my friends, and people in the community here at home, and really the fans around the country. I've been getting comforting emails and phone calls to my foundation from thousands of people, and it means a lot to me. Over the last 15 days or so, it's been extremely difficult for my family, my children, my extended family. I'm holding up better than they are. I'm almost numb to suggestions that I would even use steroids.
Holding up.
Hey,
in a couple of years, you won't be holding up at all.
If the guy said he didn't do it, he didn't do it.
I have to, I'm going to go to the lengths that I'm going
to. In a couple of years, his legs won't be holding up because they're fucking failing.
Why? What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
Steroids. I said it was not true then, and now the whole world knows it's not true. Now that
really?
That's come out.
How's that?
How does the whole world know?
Guy says it's not true.
Your own fucking trainer says it's true.
Ah, please.
I did not use steroids, human growth hormone, and I've never done so. I did not.
Look, his increase in body mass and all that is equivalent to what happened to Barry Bonds.
So maybe one guy hit the juice and the other guy didn't.
Like, this guy hit the juice.
Why, man? Look at this guy.
His fucking head is humongous.
So what? Maybe this guy just fucking hit the gym.
Fat ass.
You know what?
He worked out hard. He definitely worked out hard year round.
So what? That's what you're supposed to do when you're on steroids.
Yeah. Right.
No, not a, dude, listen, you, like, just like any other fucking sap, you and I gotta go to work fucking 8 hours a day. This guy, he's got it made. He's getting paid to go work out.
He releases a statement on YouTube because he's afraid to talk to anybody else.
No, it was on his own website, they said. Why is this dog jumping on me?
He released it to YouTube first.
I heard it was gay. What's gay is the fucking right. Queen of England putting something on YouTube.
As Mr. Deej says, Clemens is 45 and throws like a 20-year-old. Yeah, he's not using it.
Listen, maybe he's that good.
No, he's not.
Why not?
He's not.
Why not?
Anyway, moving Brody, on.
Stop.
What am I saying? Stop about.
The guy's a fucking cock.
Who's
steroids.
Putting in these fucking? Who's putting in this report? This fucking guy, this senator who's got his own stake in it. And then you got President Bush coming out saying, "Oh, this is bad tarnish for the baseball community." Fuck Bush, man. He's the owner of the Texas Rangers.
Strangely,
yeah.
I think the fucking report is flawed, the Mitchell report.
Of course it is.
Why I say that? I'll tell you right now why.
Why?
No Milwaukee Brewers, and that's the owner of the commissioner of baseball used to own the Brewers.
Okay.
No Boston Red Sox. The senator is a Red Sox fan and used to have part ownership
right.
in the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
And no Texas Rangers because the president is the, you know.
Right. Well, who's the president?
The president used to own the Texas Rangers.
Right. And who's that?
And it would have
George
W. Bush, who right. fucking who bankrupt any fucking yeah, company yeah. he was. So if you got a report coming out from these cocksuckers, fuck that. I'll throw my thing with Clemens, man. Fuck that.
The McNamee, the guy, his trainer's name is McNamee.
Okay.
That was still happening either way. That guy was ratting either way.
Listen, I'm not saying that the guy did or did not. But if you got a report coming out from these fucking people,
Clemens's best friend yeah. in baseball, Andy mm-hmm. Pettit.
Right.
Who he trained with every yeah. day.
Yes.
Yeah, and Andy Pettit said what? He did it once, right?
Andy Pettit.
Doesn't matter.
Just come out of an injury.
Andy Pettit admits it. His idol, his mentor, Roger Clemens.
He did it to come out of a fucking injury. What's the big deal about that?
There's no big deal. What I'm saying is he had the balls enough to admit it.
Yeah, he's got to admit it because it's going to come out anyway.
Right, so why wouldn't Clemens admit it?
If Clemens says that he didn't do it, he didn't do it.
Clemens has to be like a superhero. Fuck that guy. Listen, he left the Yankees. He talked shit about the Yankees.
I don't.
And then he came fucking back.
I don't care.
Punk, motherfucker.
I don't care about Clemens.
Moving on.
No, moving on. Let me say what I got to say.
All this fanfare for his big retirement when he left the Yankees.
He didn't do any fanfare.
The Yankees, because he announced that he was retiring
right.
from baseball.
Oh, like nobody retires and comes back. You got the Rolling Stones retiring. You got fucking.
He went right to the fucking.
Michael Jordan
retires. Houston and started pitching.
I don't listen. I don't care about Clemens. I don't care about these other fucking guys. When you got a report coming out from these fucking people who have incentive to make other people look bad or whatever, or make themselves look better.
Pettit's not the only one that's admitted it.
I don't care about that. I don't care. So what, dude? Who looks at Barry Bonds and says?
All right, we get it.
What?
You believe in Clemens? That's fine.
I don't believe in Clemens. You're not listening to what I say.
You believe in Clemens?
You're not listening to what I say. You're not listening.
He's so drunk, man.
No, not that I'm drunk. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not tipsy, but I can still. I'm coherent enough to make a fucking point. No.
I'm saying to you.
All right. No. So there's no. Don't say nothing to me because if I can't make a rebuttal, then what's the point? Don't say nothing to me. Don't say nothing to me. Don't say nothing. Move on.
He already rebutted.
Move on.
And I say, fine, your point is that...
What's my point?
You believe what Clemens is saying?
No, you're wrong about my point.
If Clemens says
you're
he doesn't...
You're wrong about my point. You're wrong.
You're saying the report itself is flawed and we shouldn't be judging people based on
it. If you cannot trust where the information is coming from, how can you go ahead and just make judgments?
But I'm not saying that. What you said...
Right.
If Clemens says he didn't do it, then he didn't do it.
If he's basing off what he's saying against the reports that's coming up against him, yeah, I'll go with him. Fuck these people that are going
all
against
right,
them. These fucking
it.
Senators. President Bush? Are you serious? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know what he's talking about anymore.
You do know what I just said. President Bush, he's one of the guys who came out and said,
get the
this,
fuck out
this
of
is
here.
A tarnish against American League Baseball. Yeah, it might be. But coming from you, you're gonna fucking say something against other people? Look at you. We can't trust what you're fucking saying.
Alright.
So get out of here. Yeah, move on. That's right, move on. Let me take a swig of this fucking cranberry juice.
You drunk bastard. Former or professional player was arrested today for
who's that?
Driving and manslaughter.
Who's that?
Manslaughter.
Jim Leyritz. Remember Jim Leyritz?
I don't know who that is.
The guy, everyone's favorite Yankee.
Yankee.
He hit some big home runs in 96. Mm-hmm. He would get up to plate and he would wag back and forth. He'd flip the bat. He'll do the twirl.
That guy? He killed somebody?
Yeah.
What happened? What's the story?
The night of his birthday, which was last night.
At what time?
Early this morning. Like
what time?
2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, get out of here right there. right there I see it. They shouldn't have been out that late.
He was drunk.
What? They shouldn't have been out that late.
What?
Drove, blew a red light.
Yeah.
Hit a car.
Okay.
Containing 30-year-old Frida Ann Vitek, who has two kids.
Yeah.
All right. And killed her.
He's a Yankee. Okay. Do you know what it means to wear those pinstripes, the pressure you're under? Everybody wants to wear the pinstripes. I don't care what anybody says. Look at Damon. He came from the Red Sox. You know he wanted to wear those pinstripes. They should have been out that late. All right. You should have a license plate. If you're on the Yankees, you should have a license plate with the pinstripes. And that list, just like you used to have the press pass.
You should have a license plate.
Last sports story.
Okay.
Tomorrow night is the rematch between the New York Rangers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. The last time...
The Rangers have done.
What are you talking about?
Toronto, that's Canada. They'd love for that.
All right, let me just...
Yeah, but the Rangers have Sean Avery.
Okay.
The point of the story is the last time these two teams faced, in pre-game warm-ups, Sean Avery started in with Jason Blake... and Darcy Tucker, and they started fighting even before the game started.
That's why hockey's great.
Yeah, and then then during the game, the two of them had roughing penalties, and they both went into the box as soon as their penalties expired, and they came out of the penalty box.
They went at it
because they kept jawing at each other, right?
That's why hockey's great, man. That's why fucking.
So they're asking him about his return.
Okay,
and Sean Avery is from Toronto.
Okay,
area.
Right, okay.
Pickering.
So hockey's in his blood. I mean, Ontario. He lives for it.
Yes. So they asked him. So from the Daily News, all right?
Okay.
When the Rangers visit the Leafs on Saturday night, it will be Avery's first game at Air Canada Center since he was in the middle of a mayhem during the Rangers' tumultuous last visit on November 10th. Asked after practice yesterday in Greenberg whether he was looking forward to the trip, Avery, who grew up in neighboring Pickering, Ontario, replied, "No, I never enjoy going to Toronto, really. So all that..."
Ah, that's not cool.
"So all that'll do is motivate me to play better. And you ask why? Let's see. Because I don't enjoy hockey-obsessed Canadians. The exchange is not very good."
Ah, that's not good.
The exchange... That's not good. "The money exchange isn't very good right now."
Which is true.
"And it's going to cost me a lot of money in tickets for people I don't even like." "How's that for an answer?" he says. "Would you like me to go on?" "Nah, I think that's probably enough."
That's great, man. That's true.
You have to love that honesty from a professional athlete.
That's honesty, man. I mean, he's pretty much saying my ideology, that I generally hate people. He hates people. He's not there for the people. He wants to play because he wants to play. Whatever happened to the black hockey player.
Donald Brashear and said everyone's gay. Yeah, he's still around.
That's fucking great. What did he say?
He said that everyone's gay. Like, NHL's gay because there's only... Because
they weren't allowed
to. Stupid penalties.
That's fucking great, man. That's beautiful. Hey, man. That's fucking beautiful. The guy's walking out and they're asking him, "Hey, what's good? How's the season going? What's going on?" He's like, "Oh, forget it. This fucking sport's turned gay with all the rules and regulations that's going on." You know.
It's true.
It's true, you know? I mean, you can't have fucking brawls anymore. People watch hockey, yeah, of course, you know, for the athleticism, for the sportage of it. But, you know, for the main, another reason for it is fucking brawls, man. You can't have brawls anymore. You can't watch somebody punch out somebody else's fucking teeth anymore.
That's the thing. He is doing it.
He's punching out people anyway.
Dude, he's all out.
He's
a big reason why, you know, the Rangers, you know,
they're still getting tickets. They're still selling tickets.
But they're so awesome, you know, because this guy is fearless, man. He's like 5'10" and he plays like he's
and
six,
he fucking he's
7 foot tall.
Right.
And
okay. Good.
Success.
Yeah.
So
fucking man.
I love watching him play. And tomorrow night is a rematch. This guy Darcy Tucker that's plays for Toronto.
That's his arch nemesis.
He's been on record saying, "I hate him. I just hate him. There's nothing else."
What time is this game?
Tomorrow at 8:00.
All right, we'll watch it. All right, we'll get popcorn and we'll watch.
Definitely.
So, you know, I guess.
Good stuff, man. Is that the Chaos Radio Sports Report for the night?
That's the Chaos Radio Sports Report, and I think we should say definitely they're talking about Jamie Lynn Spears in the chat room, and I'll just say that I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that. I do have input on that, but maybe we'll save that for next week because she's going to be pregnant for 9 months, so we got plenty of time.
But I'm hearing stuff about it now.
I say we talk about it next week. We're at 11:06 right now, and there is something very important we need to include in the program tonight. We have exclusive audio from the Pope, the German Pope, you know, that guy?
Oh, you mean for Christmas?
Yeah, the Pope, being Catholic, celebrates Christmas.
Right. That's the whole Midnight Mass thing.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Did you watch it?
I wanted to. I started watching it, and I saw this old guy, man. He was just sitting on a gold throne.
A gold throne?
Yeah, I mean, it's
See, I didn't watch it. I'm not Catholic. I don't watch this shit.
You know what it was, I guess? It was just, there was so much, I mean, there was really nothing on TV for, like, Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
And, so I was like, all right. You know, actually, I think after you stopped by to, you know, wish, you know, me and my girl a Merry Christmas and stuff.
Yes.
It was like, you know, I think you mentioned something about watching the Midnight Mass. So I was like, all right, you know what? You know, there's really nothing on. I mean, all the channels and stuff, there's really nothing on for Christmas stuff. And, you know, you kind of, like, trying to get into the mood or whatever.
Do you
so
feel
like,
right. you really want to get into the Christmas mood by actually watching Mass?
Not really. I'm an atheist, so. But I just figured, let me see what the hubbub is about this Midnight Mass thing. And
but you've been to Midnight Mass.
I've been to Midnight Mass.
I don't even know the word.
Just pretty much, just to see what the whole deal was. And this is years ago.
Dr. Sexy banged in front of the Midnight Mass.
That's cool. I like that.
So you might not really remember what they said.
I just remember seeing this white haired guy just walking up to this fucking chair made out of gold and just sitting around, and all these other guys are coming around him, and they got these long poles under their arms and these fucking troops around them and stuff. And I was just like, Jesus Christ.
I just have to say, this is classic.
What's that?
Because Chris is looking, he was doing a YouTube search on the New Year's song.
Okay.
Which is called Auld Lang Syne. You know, that's a should auld acquaintance be forgotten and never brought to mind.
What's the name of that song?
Auld Lang Syne.
I had no idea. I thought it was A Wonderful Life.
Hey! Stop it! Stop it!
So first, okay. So first he was looking up New Year's song, and right. I wrote down Auld Lang Syne on a piece of paper, and he looked that up, and then he comes up and he's about to play the Dan Fogelberg song, which is that song about how, he meets a chick that he went to, college with in a supermarket, and they buy some beers and they sit in his car and they drink the beers, and she talks about how she's with a man she doesn't love.
Okay.
But you know, then they say goodbye.
And that's it? That's
and
her.
And then you know, Dan Fogelberg just died. That's the other funny part of the story. He just died.
I heard about that on the news.
But that's the funny part is that Chris was going to play that song about how he runs into the chick in the supermarket and they buy some beers and they sit in the car and get drunk. And she says she's not in love with the guy.
Just take a swig of this.
I'm not swigging.
Come on,
any of
just
that.
Do it. It's I've been doing it. Just do
no,
it.
Thank you.
Come on, for Christmas. Come on, I'll be your friend.
You know my friend?
I am, but you know, I just try to make that as an incentive. But chug it. Don't just sip it. Chug it.
People through the years have come forward and said, wow, this is exactly what happened in my life. You know, it's like,
why?
How could you know that happened? Those songs, like you were called between, where you touch a nerve. And
that's repulsive.
That is a retard.
Oh, it cleared up my sinuses.
Didn't it, though? Come on, this will make you feel better.
Holy shit.
All right, so that was it. I mean, I tried watching a little bit of Men That...
Right, the Dr. Sexy says, and the snow turned to rain. Fucking Dan Fogelberg.
These guys are fucking ridiculous.
Shut up, Chris.
Yeah, why don't you get a beer? Why don't you lighten up a little bit?
Shut up, Chris.
I tried watching Midnight Mass, but I just saw all the bullshit hypocrisy, and I didn't want to deal with it. Yeah. I changed that Ricky tick. I put it to Christmas Story.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking Christmas cunt, story, you idiot?
Christmas Story, a marathon 24 hours, on TBS. 24 hours. I fell asleep to that and woke up with stabbing pains in my stomach to vomit. That was Christmas night.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you ingest?
I don't know. I wasn't even drinking. I hadn't been drinking. I was good. I went to bed. 1 a.m. I wake up on the couch. Fucking stabbing pain.
Really?
Like a fucking ice pick through my stomach. Horrible.
What were you wearing on the couch?
Vomiting.
How you doing there, big guy?
Jimmy.
You holding up all right? You want a soda? Hmm? Oh, screw it, I tried.
You want soda? Hmm?
So anyway,
I don't know.
What's his name? Pope what?
I don't even know. I tried watching him.
Catholic? You don't know the Pope's name?
I'm not Catholic. I was never even baptized.
Really?
Yeah. That's your boy right here. That's this kid. One of the oldest memories I have of this kid was being in his car when we drove past the church. He would do the sign of the cross.
Pope Benedict.
He's a Nazi, 16th. This guy.
Pope Benedict the 16th.
He's a Nazi. I know he gives his sermons in German.
That doesn't make him a Nazi, my
sure
friend.
Sure it does. Sure it does.
Joseph Ratzinger.
Sure it does.
Ratzinger! Yeah?
Nine! We must liquidate!
Alright, so let's hear the Pope.
Oh, we got it?
I think, right?
Are we going out to this, or...?
Let's go out to this. Let's thank everybody for joining us in the chat room on CringeHumorRadio.com. Our big comeback show, the Chaos Radio Show. We will be back again talking about Jamie Lynn Spears' pregnant ass.
You promise?
And, oh, yes, I promise.
Because this stuff on
filthy, stinky prostitute. You foul, venereal disease-carrying, streetwalking whore.
That's so true.
We'll talk about, my abortion. We'll talk about all kinds of crazy
prom
lesbian
stuff.
Prom night dumpster baby.
Prom night dumpster baby.
Whatever
baby.
You guys want to talk about. Me being a Nazi.
Oh,
the
and,
whole
and,
thing.
And January 5th at the Comedy Shop in Parsippany, New Jersey, is Patrice O'Neill, our good friend Josh Gogan, Kenny Michaels from the Constantine Kenny Show, and Dante Nero.
All right.
Performing 8 p.m. at the Comedy Shop in Parsippany, New Jersey.
Joyzy.
JJComedy.com for more information.
The only thing I would go to Jersey for.
And tune in tomorrow for Nerdcast at 12.
Oh, I want to listen
to
that.
Do that.
I really want to listen
should.
To
that. You should. You would
and
enjoy
I do.
It.
I think I would really like it.
And Hooter and Greenway.
Yes.
At 10 p.m.
Word. Let's go out to some Pope Palpatine.
Good evening, followers of the faith. It is I, Emperor Pope Benedict the 16th.
Yes,
I transmit this message tonight to speak to you about a great many things. Tonight we come together in celebration of the boy who could destroy us, of the Savior. He who will save the righteous and cast down the wicked like the Jews. And to show the might of the Empire, Catholics. We will strike at those who oppose us like the Arabs. Or what is called in other countries, sand people. The remaining infidels will be hunted down and defeated. Do what must be done, disciples of the church. Do not hesitate. Show no mercy. Only together, in this year of our Dark Lord, 2007, can we bring them over to the dark side of the force, Catholicism. And to secure stability and prosperity in the church, we will reorganize into the First Galactic Empire! We will collect more in the church funds each week. Good night to all! Merry Christmas! And to our Puerto Ricans listeners out there, Feliz Navidad! Lazy as you are!